experience level who are motivated to improve lives by providing safe, comfortable care. What does it take to make a difference? It just takes you. Find your opportunity online at joinuph.com. Know how much you matter to this world.
You've been putting back a few, and a few becomes a few too many. For a moment, you think about calling for a ride. Nah, you live nearby. What's the worst that can happen? You get pulled over, your insurance goes up, you lose your license, you total your car, you kill someone.
Local 125, plumbers and pipe fitters of East Central Iowa, professionals at work, the skilled trades of Local 125, plumbing, refrigeration, pipe fitting, welding, and more. While at Veterans Memorial Stadium, make sure to check out the Plumbers and Pipe Fitters Pavilion, a standard for excellence. Find a qualified contractor at www.local125prosatwork.com. Local 125, plumbers and pipe fitters of East Central Iowa.
Colonels fans, the Twins' future is here with MILB.TV. With all home and most away games streamed live, the only way to watch the Colonels on any device this season is on MILB.TV. Subscribe today to watch over 6,500 games, including all available playoff games from over 100 minor league baseball teams, live or on demand. Download the MILB First Pitch app from the Google Play or Apple App Store to watch on the go. Use promo code Colonels at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
It's time for the Colonels Leadoff Show, right here on the Colonels Baseball Network. Here's your host, Thomas Breach.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome into another live edition of the Cedar Rapids Colonels Leadoff Show right here on the Colonels Baseball Network. I'm Thomas Breach. So glad to have you with us here tonight as Cedar Rapids gets ready to go in Game 3 of a six-game series here in Cedar Rapids. The Colonels have dropped each of the first two games of this set, 11-6 on Tuesday, then yesterday. Colonels first baseman Seth Gray went 3-for-4 with a double and 4 RBI, but the pitching staff faltered as Cedar Rapids fell 9-5 to the Beloit Skycarp on Wednesday afternoon. Junior Severino, who's now the newest member of the Wichita Wind Surge, went 2-for-4 yesterday at the plate, scoring a run and doubling home another. So right off the bat, we know the Cedar Rapids Colonels have had a roster move today. Junior Severino promoted to Double-A Wichita. Severino enjoyed a tremendous month of July. He leads the Midwest League in just about every single offensive category since July 17th, a well-deserved promotion for one of the most engaging personalities of the Cedar Rapids Colonels. Junior Severino headed up to Wichita. Cedar Rapids reinstated Willie Joe Gary Jr. from the injured list today. Willie Joe missed about 50-odd games due to a broken bone in his right hand after colliding with the right field fence all the way back in May. Great to have Willie Joe Gary Jr. back with the club today. He is in the starting lineup for Cedar Rapids. Of course, we'll get to those in just a bit. The Colonels also received infielder Mikey Perez from the St. Paul Saints. Mikey spent most of the season in Fort Myers. He had to go up to St. Paul on August 2nd with all the trade deadline moves. The Twins needed a couple of bodies in AAA. Mikey Perez went up there. And then yesterday, in his one and only St. Paul Saints at bat, pinch hit in the ninth and blasted a three-run go-ahead home run in his one and now only St. Paul Saints at bat so far in 2022. So the Colonels now have the best hitter in St. Paul Saints history on their roster here coming into play today. Mikey Perez did get in a little bit later here this afternoon. He's not in the starting lineup today for Cedar Rapids, but likely will be in the lineup in the next couple of days. Should be an interesting one here in Game 3 of the series as Cedar Rapids hands the ball off to Orlando Rodriguez, opening up the first of what will be about 2.5 staff days in the final four games of the series. Sunday is also scheduled to be a staff day for Cedar Rapids. Then on Saturday, David Festa is only scheduled to go about 3 innings for the Colonels as he works back from that shoulder bug that's been holding him out from the last couple of outings. So Festa will be on a pitch count on Saturday, which means the Colonels pitching staff is going to be pretty well taxed over these next 4 games, getting some length out of Rodriguez today, but still keeping his pitch count down in order to be able to use him on Sunday will just make it a more complicated puzzle for Richard Salazar and Bobby Hearn today as the Colonels pitching staff gets the Colonels pitching coaches learn how to navigate their staff here with a shortened group of arms available to them. We're going to step away here on the Colonels Leadoff Show. When we come back, your starting lineups as Cedar Rapids and Beloit get ready to go. Game three of a six-game set when we return here in Cedar Rapids.
You won't read about my mom in the history books, but she's going to change history forever. You'll never learn about her in school, but she'll redefine everything we know. She's not a scientist or a doctor, but she's going to help save a lot of lives. My mom works at Mediacom, and they're going to bring us one of the world's first 10G broadband platforms. Mom says, dream big.
I'm Dr. Alicia Allen with Unity Point Clinic. My patients rely on me for all aspects of their health, so when someone needs heart care, St. Luke's is the only hospital I trust. St. Luke's team has been caring for hearts since 1978. They're always introducing the latest procedures, and many require less recovery time. That means patients can stay close to home. With St. Luke's Heart Care, I'm confident my patients will receive the care they expect and deserve.
Unity Point Health. Know how much you matter to this world.
Colonels fans, the Twins' future is here on MILB.TV. With all home and most away games streamed live, the only way to watch the Colonels on any device this season is on MILB.TV. Use promo code Colonels at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
We're back here on the Cedar Rapids Colonels Leadoff Show as it's time to take a look at your starting lineups here this evening. Game three of a six-game set in Cedar Rapids. First off, for the visiting Beloit Skycarp, leading off at third base here this evening is Jose Salas with Dalvy Rosario at short and Victor Mesa Jr. in center. Bennett Hostetler will clean up today behind the plate with Emmanuel Marinez DHing. Marcus Chu hits sixth at first. Kyler Castillo is in right. Federico Polanco bats eighth at second with Tevin Mitchell running out that starting nine in left field. Again, for the Skycarp, Salas, Rosario, Mesa Jr., Hostetler, Marinez, Chu, Castillo, Polanco, and Mitchell. It's Evan Fitterer on the mound today for Beloit, 3-6 with a 4.70 ERA. Fitterer getting the ball here in game three of this six-game set. For the Cedar Rapids Colonels, Kyler Fenko leads off as the designated hitter with Alaric Soleri DHing in the two-hole. Seth Gray bats third at third base. Aaron Sabato will play first today hitting cleanup. Jake Rockers at second. Wander Javier at short. 7, 8, and 9 for Cedar Rapids has Willie Joe Gary Jr. returning to the lineup in right. Will Holland is in center, and Charles Mack rounds out that starting lineup behind the plate. Again, for Cedar Rapids, Fenko, Soleri, Gray, Sabato, Rocker, Javier, Gary Jr., Holland, and Mack. Orlando Rodriguez gets the ball today for Cedar Rapids. Orlando 3-1 with a 3.34 ERA for Cedar Rapids here in 2022. Rodriguez will be making his second start of the season, and again, for O-Rod and the Colonels, it's an opener day for Orlando Rodriguez. He's not expected to go much more than 50 pitches. In fact, the Colonels would certainly like to keep him under that mark. Cedar Rapids would like to be able to use Orlando Rodriguez again on Sunday on a day where the Colonels are looking ahead to not having a ton of pitching. Getting some length today out of Rodriguez and co. would be very, very beneficial to this Cedar Rapids pitching staff. It's been an interesting series so far, and it's really been an interesting home stretch for the Colonels. If you remember off the All-Star break, coming off the All-Star break, Cedar Rapids was fresh off of a six-game sweep of these Beloit Skycarp on the road at ABC Supply Stadium. Cedar Rapids took all six of those games from Beloit in a absolutely dominant series for Cedar Rapids. Some close games to be sure, but the pitching staff held on and the bats came through when they needed to. Off the All-Star break, Cedar Rapids was swept here at home by Peoria, dropping each of the three games that they had in that weekend home series against Peoria. They go on the road, take 4 out of 6 from a good Wisconsin Timber Rattler team, then come right back home and drop the first 2 games of this series to Beloit. Cedar Rapids looking for some more consistent pitching today. It won't come by way of a long innings-eating type of start for Rodriguez. No, it'll come in the form of consistent pitching. You get 2 to 3 arms who are going to give you some scoreless outings today. That's how this Colonels pitching staff can break this funk and find themselves back into a good opportunity here today against Beloit. Get themselves back into the winning side of things. Beloit off the All-Star break has been very, very good. They've won 8 of their last 10 games, but the Beloit Skycarp just continue to win and win often. French off the All-Star break here in the later stages of the second half. Looking at the standings right now here in the second half, Beloit has jumped Cedar Rapids. They're now 4.5 games behind the South Bend Cubs. They're alone in second place are the Skycarp. Cedar Rapids in third, 5.5 games out of first behind the 21-10 South Bend Cubs. Should be a fun one here today. Rodriguez against Fitterer. We'll be back here on the Colonels Baseball Network with first pitch from Cedar Rapids. Orlando Rodriguez taking the mound for the Colonels as he squares off with the Beloit Skycarp. First pitch when we come back right here on the Colonels Baseball Network.
You won't read about my mom in the history books, but she's going to change history forever. You'll never learn about her in school, but she'll redefine everything we know. She's not a scientist or a doctor, but she's going to help save a lot of lives. My mom works at Mediacom, and they're going to bring us one of the world's first 10G broadband platforms. Mom says, dream big.
I'm Dr. Alicia Allen with Unity Point Clinic. My patients rely on me for all aspects of their health, so when someone needs heart care, St. Luke's is the only hospital I trust. St. Luke's team has been caring for hearts since 1978. They're always introducing the latest procedures, and many require less recovery time. That means patients can stay close to home. With St. Luke's Heart Care, I'm confident my patients will receive the care they expect and deserve.
Unity Point Health. Know how much you matter to this world.
Colonels fans, the Twins' future is here on MILB.TV. With all home and most away games streamed live, the only way to watch the Colonels on any device this season is on MILB.TV. Use promo code Colonels at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra. The perfect balance of taste and refreshment and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Did you know office printers can be a security risk? When was the last time your printers were upgraded? For 65 years, the Gordon Flesh Company has delivered advanced office technology and helped companies across the Midwest manage, maintain, and secure it all. GFC is the largest Canon dealer in the U.S., and our technology experts can make sure your office technology is secure and up to date. We can help you save money, reduce waste, and improve productivity. Find out some of the ways the Gordon Flesh Company's team of experts can help you at gflesh.com.
Meet Jim. When it's nice out, he spends weekends in his yard trying to kill weeds.
Gotcha.
Meet Dave. He spends weekends on the green. That's because Greg's Lawn Service takes care of his lawn. Mowing, fertilizing, pruning, and, yep, weed control. Greg's does the big jobs, too. Landscaping, retaining walls, curb edging, and patios. So when you've had enough of those little devils...
Aha! Uh-huh. Yes!
Call 393-0101. Greg's Lawn Service, a cut above the rest.
Living here in the Midwest provides plenty of life lessons, like waiting till the last minute to check on the AC can mean a sticky evening or two, or three. It only had to happen once for me to pick up the phone and call Affordable Heating and Cooling, a premier Lennox dealer. Before you learn the hard way, schedule an air conditioning precision tune and cleaning. Plus, it's nice to know with Affordable, I'm backed by years of experience and 24-hour service and replacement. That's a good lesson to learn. Lennox innovation never felt so good. Installed and serviced by Affordable Heating and Cooling, 362-1124.
Hey, Colonels fans, are you ready to splash up your summer? Splash Pool and Spa can help. As Iowa's number one builder of high-quality custom concrete and fiberglass swimming pools, we can transform any idea into the pool of your dreams. And now you can build your dream pool right from the Colonels bleachers with our virtual pool wish list builder. Simply visit splashpools.fun to get started, or stop into our Center Point Road location in Cedar Rapids to browse dozens of in-stock hot tubs and saunas ready to be yours. Talk about a home run. Splash up your summer with Splash Pool and Spa in Cedar Rapids, a proud sponsor of the Cedar Rapids Colonels. Splash Pool and Spa, we build fun.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Colonels fans, the Twins' future is here with MILB.TV. With all home and most away games streamed live, the only way to watch the Colonels on any device this season is on MILB.TV. Subscribe today to watch over 6,500 games, including all available playoff games from over 100 minor league baseball teams, live or on demand. Download the MILB First Pitch app from the Google Play or Apple App Store to watch on the go. Use promo code Colonels at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
Stay connected with the Cedar Rapids Colonels all year long by following the Colonels' socials. Catch up with the Colonels on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at CR Colonels.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by the authority of the Cedar Rapids Colonels and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and description of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Cedar Rapids Colonels.
Hey fans, this is Orlando Rodriguez, and you're listening to the Colonel Baseball Network.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome into another live edition of Cedar Rapids Colonels Baseball right here on the Colonels Baseball Network. I'm Thomas Breach. So glad to have you with us here tonight. The Cedar Rapids Colonels, 59-39 on the season, taking on the 48-49 Beloit Sky Carp. Should be a fun one here tonight. Game three of a six-game set here in Cedar Rapids. The Colonels handing the ball off to the right-hander Orlando Rodriguez here in game three. Rodriguez opening up a staff day for Cedar Rapids. Here's the starting lineup for Beloit. Jose Salas leads off at third with Davi Rosario at short and Victor Mesa Jr. in center. Bennett Hostetler cleans up behind the plate with Emmanuel Marinas DHing. Marcus Chu is at first. Kyler Castillo bats seventh and right with Federico Polanco at second and Tevin Mitchell in left. The Colonels today wearing those white jerseys, those home whites. Here today with the navy blue caps, the Beloit Sky Carp in their black tops with the white numbering on the back, the gray pants, the baby blue caps with the black bills. Orlando Rodriguez looks in for the play ball sign from home plate umpire Kevin Levine. It'll be Justin Juska on the base paths today as Rodriguez kicks and goes. First offering here to Jose Salas is popped foul. No balls and a strike from Orlando Rodriguez. Starting today for Cedar Rapids, opening up a staff day. This is Rodriguez's 21st appearance of the season, his second start. 3.34 ERA for Orlando. He's 3-1. 35 innings of work, 40 strikeouts to 21 walks for the Colonels' right-hander. Salas had to get a new bat as he'll dig back in. Ready here on the 0-1 from Orlando Rodriguez. Swung on and fouled off the mitt of Charlie Mack as the count goes to no balls and two strikes. Jose Salas has played in 28 games with Beloit this season, hitting .235. .313 on base percentage for Jose Salas, drawing the start at third today. The infield playing him to pull here on the 0-2. Breaking ball, sit down. Rodriguez freezes Salas with a backdoor hook, and there's the first out of the first inning by way of the punch out for Orlando. Defensively today, behind Orlando Rodriguez in the outfield left to right, Alaric Soleri, Will Holland, and Willie Joe Gary Jr. Seth Gray is at third, Aaron Sabato at first. Javier and Rucker are up the middle at short and second. Charlie Mack behind the plate today, handling Orlando. First pitch breaking ball skied into the air, foul ground right side. Sabato giving chase, running up the bullpen mound, and that'll land out of play. No balls and a strike from Rodriguez here to Delvey Rosario. Rosario batting .245, 16 doubles, 4 triples, and 4 long balls. He's driven in 43. Willie Joe back in right field for Cedar Rapids, missing 50-plus games due to a broken bone in his right hand. Reinstated off the injured list today. No balls and a strike from Rodriguez. Breaking ball over for strike two, another good curve. Thrown there by Orlando. Quickly jumping ahead of Rosario, 0-2. See where Orlando goes here on the 0-2. Waving a foul, another curveball there at 78. No balls, two strikes. Orlando has a good mix of pitches, a four-seam, a two-seam, a change, a slider, and a curveball. He'll use that curveball quite a bit. No balls, two strikes, Rodriguez. With a breath, he'll rock and go. Fouled off towards the right side as that ball will travel out of play. Orlando stands 6'2", 180 pounds. 26-year-old right-hander. Be 26 all season long for Cedar Rapids, turning 27 in December. The 0-2. Grounded up the third baseline and foul. Just hooking foul past the third base bag and rolling on past Seth Gray as well. No balls and two strikes. Orlando Rodriguez has thrown 8 pitches so far, all of them for strikes. Orlando with a little shake of the head prior to the 0-2. Now here he comes. Sit down. He gets him on the curve. Back-to-back punch-outs for Orlando Rodriguez to open up this first inning. Some good work so far here by the Colonels righty. Now Victor Mesa Jr. will step in against Orlando. 10, that curveball barking so far for Orlando. He's also spotting it very well. Both his punch-outs, he really expertly located that curveball, keeping it just below the knees. First pitch right back to the curveball as Mesa Jr. takes it for ball one downstairs. Victor Mesa Jr., 2 hits in the series. He's 2-for-9 with a run scored. 1-0. Popped him up, left side, that'll travel out of play. And one ball and one strike. 24 doubles this year for Mesa Jr. 3 triples, 5 home runs. He's driven in 44. He and Cody Morissette were on the injured list. Who is on the injured list are tied for seconds on the club at RBI with 44. Fastball upstairs from Orlando, now 2-1. Emmanuel Marinez leads Beloit with 46 runs batted in. He occupies the 5th spot in the order. 2 balls and a strike here from Rodriguez. Down and in now, 3-1. Orlando trying to find his way back into the strike zone. Three balls, one strike here from Orlando. Popped him up over our heads. That will travel out of play and run the count full here at 3-2. Orlando Rodriguez punched out the first too many faced, looking to make it 3-for-3 and strike out the side here in the first. Payoff pitch coming here to Victor Mesa Jr. Got him looking on the inside corner. 92 on the black as Orlando Rodriguez strikes out the side, a 15-pitch first. The home half of one we go. Kyler Fenko will lead us off the full lineup when we return right here on the Colonels Baseball Network.
Parents, we all know your kids love our shaved ice stand where they can get their favorite flavor, cherry, grape, or even rainbow. New this year, as a reward to you for waiting in line with them, we will also be selling adult frozen beverages at the shaved ice stand. We've got four amazing flavors, sangria, Moscow Mule, Blue Hawaii, and a delicious frozen Arnold Palmer. The Colonel's Shaved Ice Stand, featuring flavors for the whole family. Don't miss the Colonel's post-game show, airing fresh off the husk after every game on the Colonel's Baseball Network. Catch up on all the action from each night's game and hear from your favorite coaches and players with instant thoughts and analysis. It's the Colonel's post-game show, fresh off the husk after every game on the Colonel's Baseball Network.
Hey, hey, Colonels, let the good times roll. Cedar Rapids Colonels, let the good times roll.
Hey fans, this is Kyler Fedko, and you're listening to the Colonels Baseball Network.
Kyler Fedko leads things off today for Cedar Rapids, serving as the designated hitter for CR. He'll be followed by Alaric Saleri in left and Seth Gray at third. Aaron Sabato bats cleanup today at first with Jake Rocker at second and Wander Javier at short. Willie Joe Gary Jr. is in right, Will Holland in center, and Charles Mack rounds out the starting nine behind the plate today for Cedar Rapids. Evan Fitterer getting the ball for Beloit, the right-hander 3-6 with a 4.70 ERA. Fitterer is making his 17th start of the year, 76 and two-thirds innings for Fitterer, 59 strikeouts to 36 walks. Right-hander takes a breath, he's ready, he'll kick and go here on Kyler Fedko. Bottom half of the first is underway with strike one on the outer half. Fitterer, the right-hander for Beloit, 6'3", 192 pounds, 22 years old as he misses down and away. One ball, one strike here from Fitterer on Kyler Fedko. Kyler swings and hits a one-hopper to short, gloved by Rosario. He'll throw across to Marcus Chu at first for out number one. 6-3 on that ground out to retire Kyler Fedko. As Alaric Saleri steps in, here's the defense for Beloit in the outfield left to right. Tevin Mitchell, Mesa Jr., and Castillo. Jose Salas is at third. Marcus Chu at first. Rosario at short. Polanco at second. And Bennett Hostetler doing the catching today for Fitterer. First offering low and away. They're on a curveball from Fitterer to Saleri. 1-0 here from the righty. Wave and a miss by Al. Count runs to one ball and one strike. Saleri has been a pretty important part of the Colonel's lineup. Ball two misses high and outside. Now 2-1 here to Alaric Saleri. Al has played in 81 games, batting .218 with an OPS right at 700. Down and away now, 3-1 here to Al. Three balls, one strike, one down, home half of one. Right-hander Fitterer kicks and goes. Fouled off by Al. That'll run the count full at 3-2. Saleri out of Houston, Texas. Prepped to Atascocita High School. Played his college ball at San Jacinto North and the University of Tennessee. Three balls and two strikes. Saleri with a grounder towards short and pass. Delvi Rosario as he couldn't get to it in time. It's a single here for Alaric Saleri as the Colonels have the first hit of the ball game with one down in the first. Seth Gray with a man on first base. Gray coming off of a tremendous game yesterday. Gray went 3-for-4, drove in for yesterday afternoon. Clubbed a three-run double off the left center field wall. Right-hander Fitterer kicks and goes. There's ball one down and outside on Seth Gray. 83 games so far for Seth, the 250 hitter. He's posted a 754 OPS, 11 doubles, 11 home runs. He's driven in 50. 1-0 on the way here from Fitterer. Gray with a bullet foul on the ground over towards Jairo Rodriguez in the first base coaching box. Jairo back in his comfortable spot of first base coaching box. He had to hop across the diamond yesterday in the early innings as Brian Dinkelman was ejected by then home plate umpire Justin Juska for arguing balls and strikes. One ball and one strike here to Seth Gray. Way inside now, 2-1. Dink's ejection was just the second of his career. Two balls, one strike, one down here in the home half of one. Fitterer kicks and goes. Gray looking at strike two on the outside edge. Evan Fitterer is looking for his first win against Cedar Rapids this year. He's 0-2 in three starts. Two balls, two strikes. Fitterer here on the way to Seth Gray. Al dancing off of first. He'll scamper back as Fitterer jumps off the mound. So Larry trying to catch Fitterer napping there on the bump, or at the very least force him to make a decision, which indeed he did, just stepping off the rubber and looking him back. 2-2 to Gray. Seth swings through a inner half fastball, and there's out number two. Aaron Sabato now for Cedar Rapids. Sabato, the Cedar Rapids cleanup man, been very productive. Had the day off yesterday. He's the reigning Midwest League Player of the Week. And well-deserved day off yesterday afternoon. This season, 16 home runs, 12 doubles for Sabato. Quick check over to first. Solari is back in time. Sabato has driven in 54 runs this year. The right-hander to Sabato. As Aaron takes strike one on the inside corner. I think it's strike two. No balls, two strikes. Fitterer at the ready. Another check over. Al dancing back. Fitterer with that check on Solari, the second of the plate appearance here. So Al might take an even bigger lead. Right-hander Fitterer here at the ready. There goes Solari. The pitch misses downstairs. Throw down to second is not in time. Solari with a straight steal of second base. Now 15 for 20 on stolen bases this season, doing a very nice job of stealing bags at a very successful clip. One ball, two strikes, Fitterer. Here on Sabato. Solari off a second, here's the pitch. Sabato rips this one foul. Sending it a long way foul down the right field line. Stays at 1-2. From Fitterer to Sabato. Solari off a second. Here comes the 1-2 on the way. Fitterer will step off. And no, yeah, that will advance Solari. That's right. I was about to say, now wait a minute. Fitterer has already checked over twice during this plate appearance, and indeed, you can't do what he just did. That ends up getting scored. I don't know if it actually gets scored as a balk, but it's how it ends up working. Solari will just get to trot to third. Now one ball, two strike offering to Sabato with Al off of third base and taking a huge lead. Sabato takes ball two down and away. Boy, I wonder what Solari is thinking right here. He had a huge lead at third. See him continue to take that big walking lead. Sabato calling time prior to the 2-2. So Al, using his speed, takes second. Now he's got that big lead off of third, looking at Salas, still dancing off of third base. Sabato with a roller towards third base, and that's foul off his foot. Two balls, two strikes, two down, home half of one. Al Solari off of third, Aaron Sabato. here at the plate. Two balls and two strikes. Fitterer at the ready here against Aaron Sabato. Al dancing off a third again. Here's the 2-2. Votto taking ball three down and away. Big breaking ball from Fitterer. Jose Salas paying some attention to Soleri at third base. Good game of cat and mouse brewing here. Al taking that big lead. Salas with a little step towards third. Payoff pitch, misses high and away. Aaron Sabato draws the walk. Boy, oh boy, is that ever the testament to a good base runner in Soleri. You have to think Fitterer had Al Soleri on his mind that whole plate appearance. Sabato draws the walk. Men are on the corners here for Cedar Rapids. Two down, home half of one. Jake Rocker will be the next man to bat for Cedar Rapids against the righty Evan Fitterer. Hitting on the mound for Jason Erickson. Ramps up pretty quickly. Now Jake Rocker stepping in against Evan Fitterer. Rocker has driven in 32 runs this season. 16 doubles, 5 triples, 5 home runs as well. Right-hander Fitterer at the ready with a glove up near the letters. He'll kick and go. Down and away, and it skips away from the catcher, Hostetler. That will allow Soleri to score. A wild pitch plates the game's first run. Cedar Rapids leads 1-0 in the home half of the first as Sabato trots to second, and Jake Rocker will still be batting with a man in scoring position. A wild pitch plating Al Soleri. 1-0 the count here to Jake Rocker, and 1-0. The score in favor of Cedar Rapids. Rocker, a bouncing ball right back at the mound, gloved by Fitterer. He'll take it on to first for out number three. Cedar Rapids opens the scoring. It's 1-0 Colonels through one. We'll be back in just a bit right here on the Colonels Baseball Network.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Colonels fans, the Twins' future is here with MILB.TV. With all home and most away games streamed live, the only way to watch the Colonels on any device this season is on MILB.TV. Subscribe today to watch over 6,500 games, including all available playoff games from over 100 minor league baseball teams, live or on demand. Download the MILB First Pitch app from the Google Play or Apple App Store to watch on the go. Use promo code Colonels at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
Stay connected with the Cedar Rapids Colonels all year long by following the Colonels socials. Catch up with the Colonels on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at CR Colonels.
Cedar Rapids leading 1-0 here over Beloit in CR as Alaric Soleri singled, stole second, and later scored on a wild pitch. Put the Colonels ahead 1-0. Bennett Hostetler, Emmanuel Marinez, and Marcus Chu. The three men to bat here against Orlando Rodriguez. First offering on the way here to Hostetler. Swung on through, no balls and a strike. Good changeup thrown there by Rodriguez. Starting off, Hostetler with the off-speed. No balls and a strike from Rodriguez here to Hostetler. Orlando kicks and goes, waved on through. Now 0-2, good changeup there again from Orlando. top of two here in Cedar Rapids. Rodriguez ready on the 0-2. Bounced foul off of Hostetler. Then it ends up on a knee. He'll pop back up. Really nice weather here in Cedar Rapids this week, as it turns out. A week that looked like it was going to be really warm. It ends up being fantastic. The 0-2, a fantastic fastball there from Rodriguez. Cut on through for out number one. Four up, four down. All of them on strike three for Orlando Rodriguez so far.
Designated hitter number 13, Emmanuel Marinas.
Four strikeouts for Rodriguez as Emmanuel Marinas digs in. Rodriguez at the ready. Yeah, Marinas. Down and away on the fastball in 92, 1-0. Rodriguez likely will be kept on a limited pitch count today. The Colonels have him starting this staff day. They'd like to have him pitch on Sunday as well. 1-0, good, good slider on the outside half for strike one. One ball, one strike. Here from Orlando, working on Emmanuel Marinas. Right-hander takes a breath. He'll kick and deal. 1-1 fouled off. Running the count to one ball and two strikes. Ball, two strikes, one down. Top half of two. Orlando Rodriguez trying to make it five straight strikeouts. This ball belted out towards right, but Willie Joe's out there as he takes a couple of steps back and makes the grab. For out number two. Good to see Willie Joe back in the Colonel's outfield. As he makes that play for the first second out of the three, second inning. Willie Joe Gary Jr. missed about 55 games with a long stint on the injured list. A scary play in the early stages of the season when he leapt up against the right field wall, ended up breaking a bone in his right hand. Had a short rehab stint in the FCL, and now he's back here in Cedar Rapids. Ball one down low on Marcus Chu. One and oh from Orlando here to Marcus Chu. Colonel's right-hander rocks and deals on the 1-0. Check swing, and it's called strike one anyway. Letter high at 91. Orlando's been throwing very well here today. Mixing his fastball, breaking ball, pairing very well. He's added in that changeup a little bit as well, too. Strike two called at the letters at 92 from Orlando. One ball, two strikes, two down, top of two. Orlando Rodriguez at the ready, working against the Beloit first baseman, Marcus Chu. Wave and a miss, he got him. Make it five strikeouts through two, three up, three down innings for Orlando Rodriguez. A dirty little slider to put away Marcus Chu. For the third out of the second. Home half of two, here we come. Javier, Gary Jr., and Will Holland when we return.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Parents, we all know your kids love our shaved ice stand, where they can get their favorite flavor, cherry, grape, or even rainbow. New this year, as a reward to you for waiting in line with them, we will also be selling adult frozen beverages at the shaved ice stand. We've got four amazing flavors, sangria, Moscow Mule, Blue Hawaii, and a delicious frozen Arnold Palmer. The Colonel's Shaved Ice Stand, featuring flavors for the whole family.
Don't miss the Colonel's postgame show, airing fresh off the husk after every game on the Colonel's Baseball Network. Catch up on all the action from each night's game and hear from your favorite coaches and players with instant thoughts and analysis. It's the Colonel's postgame show, fresh off the husk after every game on the Colonel's Baseball Network.
Hey, hey, Colonels, let the good times roll. Cedar Rapids, Colonels, let the good times roll.
We'll be right back.
Wander Javier will step in for Cedar Rapids to open up the home half of two. There's ball one downstairs from Fitterer to Wander Javier. The Colonels out in front. 1-0 over Beloit. Wander fouls the 1-0 straight back. Now one ball and one strike. Orlando Rodriguez with five strikeouts through his first two innings of work. He's thrown just 27 pitches. Evan Fitterer with a 24-pitch first. 1-1. Wander waves through a slider down low. Now 1-2. Javier unfortunately had his 28 game on base streak snapped yesterday as part of an 0-for-4 at the plate. One ball, two strikes. Wander taking strike three on the outside corner. There is the first out of the second. Fitterer punches out Javier. And here is Willie Joe Gary Jr.
Right fielder, number four.
Welcome face back Willie in the lineup for Cedar Rapids. The 6'2", 187-pound left-handed stick out of Pascagoula, Mississippi. Willie Joe missed 55 games with a broken right hand. Reinstated off the injured list today for Cedar Rapids as he takes a curveball for strike one. Willie Joe this season over 37 games, hitting 179, 637 OPS. You know, one up and away, now 1-1. Extra base hits aplenty for Willie Joe. Seven doubles, four triples, one home run, and nine runs batted in. 1-1 down low, now 2-1. Done a really good job of getting on base this year as well, using his speed. 304 on base percentage, 8-for-11 on steals. 2-1 here from Fitterer. Outside now, 3-1. Willie Joe finished down his rehab assignment in the FCL by going 3-for-his-last-8 at the plate, a multi-hit game in his second game. Takes ball four outside. Willie Joe on base. Here for Cedar Rapids in his first plate appearance back. The men on first for Cedar Rapids with one down, and that'll bring up Will Holland.
Will Holland.
Holland, the Colonel's center fielder, digs in with Willie Joe at first. Right-hander Fitterer here at the ready. Kick and fire. Ball one high and in. Willie Joe Gary Jr., 8-for-11 on stolen bases. You wonder if he maybe holds off on running here his first time on the base paths just to get his feet underneath them, or if he just tries to knock the cobwebs off and take off. Holland chops the 1-0 foul. Now one ball and one strike here to Will. Holland in center today for Cedar Rapids. He's put on a flurry of highlight reel level plays. One ball and one strike. Fitterer here on the way to Holland with Willie Joe off of first. Willie Joe scampering for second on the pitch. It misses down and away. Throw down to second is not in time. Willie Joe Gary Jr., welcome back. His ninth stolen base of the year. Comes in his first time back on base for Cedar Rapids. Willie Joe using his speed to put himself in scoring position. 2-1 pitch on the way from Fitterer here to Will Holland. As Willie Joe takes his lead off of second now, held on by Federico Polanco. Holland with a ground ball left side. This will be scooped up by Salas. He'll throw to first. Holland beat it out. Salas had to think about Willie Joe there off the second base bag. And that little hesitation to think allowed Will Holland to beat it out. So Will Holland on first after that single. And now Willie Joe taking off for third, and he's in there. Willie Joe Gary Jr. catching everybody napping and stealing third base. My goodness, Willie Joe, welcome back to Cedar Rapids. While nobody is paying attention, Willie Joe Gary Jr. casually just took off for third. Said, hey, well, if you're going to pay so much attention to Will Holland, I might as well just take third base. Cedar Rapids running wild today. That's their third stolen base. And for Willie Joe, it's his second of the game. Men on the corners for Charlie Mack here with one down in the second. Mack swings through the first pitch.
The catcher, number 39, Charles Mack.
0-1 here on Charlie Mack. Willie Joe at third, Holland at first. I would not be surprised to see Will Holland at least think about taking off. Down and away now, 1-1. Really good speed out there for Cedar Rapids, and this is what having Willie Joe back really does for you as a lineup. It changes the complexion of that lower third. One ball, one strike. There goes Holland. Pitch misses high and away on the pitch out. The throw down to second, in and out of the glove of Rosario, and that will allow Holland to take second. It's a stolen base for Will Holland. Cedar Rapids already with their fourth stolen base of the game. Two balls and a strike here on Mack. Charlie waves through a good changeup now, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, one down, bottom half of two. Fitterer kicks and goes to the infield in. Mack waves through the fastball and tips it into the mid of Hostetler there for out number two. That'll bring Kyler Fedko to the dish, 0 for 1. The ground out today. The infield will be able to play at normal depth now with two down. Willie Joe take a bigger lead at third. Fedko watches the first pitch skip away from Hostetler again, up into the netting behind home plate, and Willie Joe will fly home. Cedar Rapids leads 2-0. Both their runs today coming courtesy of wild pitches. Will Holland advancing to third on that wild pitch as well. It's now 2-0 Cedar Rapids, two down, bottom of two, and a 1-0 count to Kyler Fedko. 1-0 on the way here from Fitterer. Ball two outside. We talked, though, about the way that the Colonel's lower third of the lineup changes when you get Willie Joe in there. So much speed, and then you have Holland and Willie Joe back-to-back. When you get both those guys in the base paths, it is fun to watch them run. Strike one on the outside edge at 93 there from Fitterer. Two balls and one strike. Right-hander Fitterer here at the ready on the 2-1. High and outside now, 3-1. Good hitter's count for Fedko. He grounded out to short in his first trip to the plate. 3-1 on the way here from Fitterer. Wave and a miss. The count will run full at 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. Evan Fitterer here at the ready on Kyler Fedko. Fitterer rocks and goes. Fedko taking ball four upstairs. And now Metter on the corners for Cedar Rapids with two down here in the second. Alaric Soleri will step in, but not before Jason Erickson goes on another trip out to the mound. Already 48 pitches in for Fitterer. He's not had much success staying consistent on the mound. 48 pitches, just 24 of them for strikes. Cedar Rapids has stolen four bases against him. He's walked three batters.
Left fielder number 8, Alaric Soleri.
Alaric Soleri now here for Cedar Rapids with men on the corners and two down. Holland at third, Fedko at first, and Kyler certainly willing to run as well. We might see even more action on the base paths here in the early innings. Fitterer ready from the stretch. Fedko bluffs a move, and Fitterer finds the outer half with strike one. No balls and a strike. And Fitterer here to Soleri. Two away, bottom half of two. Fitterer from the stretch on the 0-1. Alaric with a shot out to left on a line, but Tevin Mitchell will get there for out number three. We'll be back in just a bit. Cedar Rapids gets another run on a wild pitch thanks to some activity on the base paths. It's 2-0 Colonels through two, top of three, Castillo, Polanco, and Mitchell when we come back.
For all the people who want to make good things happen, for the experts determined to help others, for the ones who want to be a part of something bigger, there's a career for you at Unity Point Health. We're hiring people at every experience level who are motivated to improve lives by providing safe, comfortable care. What does it take to make a difference? It just takes you. Find your opportunity online at joinuph.com. Know how much you matter to this world.
You've been putting back a few, and a few becomes a few too many. For a moment, you think about calling for a ride. Nah, you live nearby. What's the worst that can happen? You get pulled over, your insurance goes up, you lose your license, you total your car, you kill someone.
Local 125, plumbers and pipe fitters of East Central Iowa, professionals at work, the skilled trades of Local 125. Plumbing, refrigeration, pipe fitting, welding, and more. While at Veterans Memorial Stadium, make sure to check out the Plumbers and Pipe Fitters Pavilion, a standard for excellence. Find a qualified contractor at www.local125prosatwork.com. Local 125, Plumbers and Pipe Fitters of East Central Iowa.
Top of three here in Cedar Rapids. The Colonels ahead 2-0 on Beloit. Orlando Rodriguez back on the mound for the Colonels. He's gone six up, six down with five strikeouts. Just one ball put in play against Orlando today. The first offering to Castillo is a fastball on the outside corner. Orlando is just attacking the strike zone. 28 pitches, 23 of them for strikes. And now Georgie Hernandez coming out to chat with a home plate umpire. I don't know if he's been ran from this game or not. Something happened there with Hernandez as he came all the way from the third base coach's box to argue about something there with home plate umpire Kevin Levine. No balls and a strike. Rodriguez at the ready. Here on the 0-1, bounced towards the left side and past a lunging Wander Javier into left field for a base hit. Kyler Castillo is on. The single here in the third. A man aboard for Federico Polanco.
Second baseman, number 14.
Polanco, the Beloit Federico second Polanco. Baseman. Polanco digging on in here. So Orlando from the stretch at the ready. Castillo off of first. Orlando's first pitch down and in for ball one. Rodriguez today is working at a 50% first pitch strike rate. 30 pitches, 24 for strikes. Every time he's fallen behind 1-0, he's come with a strike in the very next pitch. Right on cue, a ground ball left side, and that will bleed through. Gray let it go. I don't know if he thought maybe Javier was playing routine shortstop, but regardless, Polanco beats the shift, rolling it through that left side for a base hit. Back-to-back singles off of Rodriguez, and now Tevin Mitchell gets a chance. Charlie Mack will go out and chat with Rodriguez. Two nothing Cedar Rapids. Right-hander Rodriguez at the ready. Working here on Tevin Mitchell. So look back at Castillo. Rock and go. Big wave and a miss now, 0-1. No balls, one strike, none down. Here to Tevin Mitchell. Right-hander at the ready. Big wave and a miss again. Now 0-2. No balls, two strikes, none down here in the third. Tevin Mitchell in the box here for Beloit. Rodriguez kicks and goes. Down and away. It skips off the mid of Mack, and that will allow both Castillo and Polanco to advance 90 feet. Tying run in scoring position now with none down here in the third. The count running to 182. Here on Tevin Mitchell. Tevin has played in just 12 games this season. He's 0 for 29 at the plate for Beloit. 18 strikeouts. 182 on the way here from Orlando Rodriguez. This ball belted foul. Hung him a slider and Mitchell just missed it. One ball, two strikes, none down, top of three. Rodriguez awaiting a sign from Charlie Mack. Castillo and Polanco out there, O-Rod at the ready. Ball grounded towards third, backhanded by Gray. He applies the tag at third for one, then the throw to first in time for the double play. And right on cue, Kyler Castillo puts his hands in the air. He didn't think he was tagged. But base umpire Justin Juska says, yep, that's an out. Seth Gray with a heads-up play there at the hot corner to put the tag down on Castillo and get that first out before firing on to first for out number two. Five unassisted to three on that double play. Polanco holds it second. Two down, top of three, and here's Jose Salas. Rodriguez at the ready, his first offering. Missing down and away, 1-0. Seth Gray continues to put on a defensive clinic for Cedar Rapids, night in and night out, whether it be a third or first. 1-0 here from Rodriguez. Now a blast out towards right center field. Will Holland with a long, long run towards the alley. Will Holland dives, and it's off his glove. That'll score a run. Willie Joe collects it quickly and gets it in. It's an RBI double off the bat of Jose Salas, who scampers back to second. That throw in from Willie Joe squibs away from Winder. Will Holland almost made another one of those plays out in right center, but instead it will be an RBI double off the bat of Jose Salas. And now Dalvy Rosario will step in with a one-run ball game. Double for Jose Salas is fifth with Beloit, RBI number 12. Derek Molina starting to warm for Cedar Rapids down in the pen. Rodriguez's first pinch, a good slider, waving on through by Dalvy Rosario, now 0-1. No balls and a strike here from O-Rod. Right-hander kicks and goes, grounded to third. Seth gobbles it up. Seth gathers and throws on to first in time for out number three. We move along to the home half of the third. A run in for Beloit. Cedar Rapids still leads 2-1. You're on the Colonels Baseball Network.
For all the people who want to make good things happen, for the experts determined to help others, for the ones who want to be a part of something bigger, there's a career for you at Unity Point Health. We're hiring people at every experience level who are motivated to improve lives by providing safe, comfortable care. What does it take to make a difference? It just takes you. Find your opportunity online at joinuph.com. Know how much you matter to this world.
You've been putting back a few, and a few becomes a few too many. For a moment, you think about calling for a ride. Nah, you live nearby. What's the worst that can happen? You get pulled over, your insurance goes up, you lose your license, you total your car. You kill someone.
Local 125, plumbers and pipe fitters of East Central Iowa. Professionals at work. The skilled trades of Local 125. Plumbing, refrigeration, pipe fitting, welding, and more. While at Veterans Memorial Stadium, make sure to check out the Plumbers and Pipe Fitters Pavilion. A standard for excellence. Find a qualified contractor at www.plumbersandpipefitters.com. Local 125 Pros at work.com. Local 125, plumbers and pipe fitters of East Central Iowa.
Hey fans, this is Seth Gray, and you're listening to the Colonels Baseball Network.
Home half of three here in Cedar Rapids. Seth Gray will lead things off for the Colonels here in the home half of the third. Seth Gray digging in here against Evan Fitterer. 2-1 Cedar Rapids. Gray playing a big part in getting the Colonels through that third inning. Ball one outside from Fitterer to Gray. Seth turning a double play, then converting on a ground ball to third to end that third inning threat for Beloit. 1-0, fisted foul straight back, now 1-1. Derek Molina up in the pen for Cedar Rapids. He'll likely take over in the fourth. Cedar Rapids keeping Rodriguez on a pitch count today, trying to make sure that they'll have enough arms to go on Sunday. 1-1 changeup top of the zone, cut through by Gray, now 1-2. Gray calling time prior to the one ball, two strike offering. Right-hander Evan Fitterer at the ready here on the 1-2. Wave and a miss. Gray chasing the sinker down and in. It's the first down of the third inning. Here's Aaron Sabato. Aaron Sabato drew a walk in his first trip to the plate for the Cedar Rapids Colonels. Really good day for baseball here in CR. Fitterer kicks and goes. Sabato takes ball one outside. 1-0 from the right-hander. Two runs on two hits. No errors. Three left for Cedar Rapids. Ball two inside on Botto. One run on three hits. No errors. And one left on for the Beloit Skycar. Two balls, no strikes. Botto fouls this one off his foot now. 2-1 the count. Staff day for the Colonels. They've had some interesting staff days here in 2022. It's always unique to see how successful the team is when they go with the opener. Sabato taking strike two on the inner half. Now 2-2. Colonels are 4-2 this year when they use a staff day when they go to that opener. Orlando Rodriguez won their last staff day. 2-2 inside now, 3-2. I should say Orlando didn't earn the win, but he was the pitcher in that game. So obviously serving as the opener, he did not go five innings to earn the win. Payoff pitch here on Sabato. Aaron fouls this off of Hostetler. Now the count staying at 3-2. Jake Rocker in the on-deck circle. Three balls, two strikes again. Fitterer here on Sabato. It's Fitterer's 61st pitch of the night. And Sabato sends a towering fly ball out towards right center. Hanging up there a bit, though, as Victor Mesa Jr. will make the call and the catch for out number two. Sabato getting underneath of that ball. It's two down for Jake Rucker. Number 30 prospect in the Twin system. Rucker will step in. 0-1 with a ground out today. He'll dig in against the right-hander, Evan Fitterer. 61 pitches, 33 strikes for Fitterer. Strike one on the inner half to Jake Rucker. Oh, and one. Rucker fouls this one off now quickly, 0-2. Sounds like Junior Severino is off to a great start in Wichita. An RBI double. Putting the wind surge ahead, 1-0. The 0-2 down and away here on Rucker. Now one ball and two strikes. One ball, two strikes, two down, bottom half of three. Fitterer at the ready. He'll rock and go. Rocker scalds a ball out towards deep left field, but there is Mitchell as he'll get back and make the catch for out number three. We move along to the fourth. Cedar Rapids through three leads 2-1 over the Skycarp. 3, 4, and 5, Mesa Jr., Hostetler, and Marinez. When we come back, as Orlando Rodriguez heading back out there for Cedar Rapids, likely to face just one batter.
For all the people who want to make good things happen, for the experts determined to help others, for the ones who want to be a part of something bigger, there's a career for you at Unity Point Health. We're hiring people at every experience level who are motivated to improve lives by providing safe, comfortable care. What does it take to make a difference? It just takes you. Find your opportunity online at joinuph.com. Know how much you matter to this world.
You've been putting back a few, and a few becomes a few too many. For a moment, you think about calling for a ride. Nah, you live nearby. What's the worst that can happen? You get pulled over, your insurance goes up, you lose your license, you total your car, you kill someone.
Local 125, plumbers and pipe fitters of East Central Iowa, professionals at work, the skilled trades of Local 125, plumbing, refrigeration, pipe fitting, welding, and more. While at Veterans Memorial Stadium, make sure to check out the Plumbers and Pipe Fitters Pavilion, a standard for excellence. Find a qualified contractor at www.local125prosatwork.com. Local 125, Plumbers and Pipe Fitters of East Central Iowa.
Two to one, Cedar Rapids here on the Colonels Baseball Network. Victor Mesa Jr., Bennett Hostetler, and Emmanuel Marinez to bat for Beloit here in the fourth. Orlando Rodriguez kicks and goes, bunt shown. It's down, but it's also foul. Some bounces foul away from Charlie Mack. 0-1 the count here from Orlando Rodriguez, the Colonels right-hander. 41 pitches in for Orlando, 33 of them for strikes today. Victor Mesa Jr. 0-for-1 with a strikeout. He steps back into the batter's box. Orlando gives a nod. He'll rock and go on the 0-1. Down and in, one ball, one strike. Mesa Jr. scored 43 runs this year, batting .260 entering play. One ball, one strike, chopped foul down towards the Colonel's bullpen. Tyler Palm after that baseball. Now one ball, two strikes. Rodriguez here on the way to Mesa Jr. Half swing. Did Mesa go? And yes, he did, says our home plate umpire. So Mesa Jr. strikes out swinging. Orlando Rodriguez make it 6 strikeouts today for the Colonels right-hander. 3 to 3rd inning, 6 strikeouts for Orlando. He's at 44 pitches today. Bennett Hostetler will step in. Looks like Derek Molina is ready down in the pen. As soon as the Colonels decide, Rodriguez has met his pitch count. Ball 1 down and in. And to Hostetler, 1-0. One down here in the top half of the fourth. A 1-0 from Rodriguez. Wave and a miss, bringing Hostetler to a knee. Not good curveball at 79. 2-1 Cedar Rapids here in the fourth. Great Lakes and Lake County are in the seventh. It's 3-1. Captains on top. Orlando just misses the letters at 92. Now 2 balls, 1 strike. West Michigan and Lansing tied at 1 in the sixth. They're midway through the sixth inning in Fort Wayne. South Bend up 3-1. 2 balls and a strike here from Orlando. Chopped foul. Now 2-2. Quad Cities leads Wisconsin 5-2 in the third. Peoria and Dayton are in a rain delay out in Ohio. Two balls, two strikes, one down, bottom half of four. Rodriguez kicks and goes. Down and away. Slider there to Hostetler, runs the count full. This will be the 50th pitch for Orlando Rodriguez. Three balls and two strikes here from Orlando. Lifted out towards right field. Willie Joe taking a couple steps to his left. He'll get there and make the grab for out number two. Orlando Rodriguez gets the second out here, the fourth inning. We'll bring Emmanuel Marinez to the plate, and Brian Dinkelman will pop out of the dugout. Rodriguez right at 50 pitches here for Cedar Rapids as he does his job today, opening things up for the Colonel's staff day. Derek Molina will enter after Orlando delivers a very strong performance for Cedar Rapids. 50 pitches for Rodriguez. He gets the Colonels through 3 2/3, just one run, six strikeouts. We'll be back in a bit. Derek Molina on in relief of Orlando when we come back.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Colonels fans, the Twins' future is here with MILB.TV. With all home and most away games streamed live, the only way to watch the Colonels on any device this season is on MILB.TV. Subscribe today to watch over 6,500 games, including all available playoff games from over 100 minor league baseball teams, live or on demand. Download the MILB First Pitch app from the Google Play or Apple App Store to watch on the go. Use promo code Colonels at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
Stay connected with the Cedar Rapids Colonels all year long by following the Colonels socials. Catch up with the Colonels on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at CR Colonels.
Hey fans, this is Derek Molina, and you're listening to the Colonels Baseball Network.
Derek Molina takes over for Cedar Rapids here in the top half of the fourth. Two down here in the fourth as the Colonels leading 2-1 over Beloit. They're strike one. On the way to Emmanuel Marinez, 92 at the knees from Derek Molina. An excellent opening effort today for the right-hander Orlando Rodriguez. Right-hander kicks and goes on the 0-1. Check swing, they do appeal down, and no, he did not offer it. That slider at the top of the zone. Demo on in relief of Orlando Rodriguez. Rodriguez dealt 3 2/3 innings, a one-run ball, three hits, no walks, six strikeouts. 1-1. Bounded towards the left side and past Seth Gray and Wander Javier. That bleeds into left. Base hit for Emmanuel Marinez. Man on first base here. Two down in the fourth. Marcus Chu will step in.
First baseman number three, Marcus Chu.
Marcus Chu. 0 for 1 with a strikeout. We'll dig on in against Derek Molina. Molina has been a pretty important cog in the Colonels' bullpen. Letter high fastball for strike one at 93. 27 appearances for Demo, a 3.72 ERA. 39 strikeouts to 18 walks. 0-1, Molina here on Marcus Chu. Called strike two in her half. Another good fastball at 92. No balls, two strikes. Emmanuel Marinez off of first. Molina here at the ready. He'll kick and go. Down and outside now, 1-2. A 2-1 Cedar Rapids here at Veterans Memorial Stadium. One ball, two strikes. Demo kicks and going. Fouled off. Keeps the count at 1-2 here from Molina to Chu. Marinez at the ready off of first base. Singled off of Molina to welcome him to the ball game. One ball, two strikes, two down, top of four. Derek Molina here from the stretch. A breath, he'll kick and go. Wave and a miss, the inning is over. Derek Molina strikes out, back is two. And we move along to the home half of four. Javier, Gary Jr. and Holland. 6-7-8 for Cedar Rapids with a 2-1 lead when we come back here in the home half of four.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra. The perfect balance of taste and refreshment and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Did you know office printers can be a security risk? When was the last time your printers were upgraded? For 65 years, the Gordon Flesh Company has delivered advanced office technology and helped companies across the Midwest manage, maintain, and secure it all. GFC is the largest Canon dealer in the U.S., and our technology experts can make sure your office technology is secure and up to date. We can help you save money, reduce waste, and improve productivity. Find out some of the ways the Gordon Flesh Company's team of experts can help you at gflesh.com.
Meet Jim. When it's nice out, he spends weekends in his yard trying to kill weeds.
Gotcha.
Meet Dave. He spends weekends on the green. That's because Greg's Lawn Service takes care of his lawn. Mowing, fertilizing, pruning, and, yep, weed control. Greg's does the big jobs, too. Landscaping, retaining walls, curb edging, and patios. So when you've had enough of those little devils...
Aha! Uh-huh. Yes!
Call 393-0101. Greg's Lawn Service, a cut above the rest.
Hola fanáticos, soy Wander Javier y están escuchando Kernels Baseball Network.
Bottom of four here in CR. The Colonels ahead 2-1 on the Beloit Skycarp. Wander Javier, Willie Joe Gary Jr., and Will Holland. 6-7-8 for Cedar Rapids. There's ball one down and outside from Evan Finnerer. 66 pitches in for the Beloit starter. Fitterer has thrown 36 strikes. He's allowed just two hits. 1-0 out the plate now, 2-0. Two balls, no strikes, none down, home half of four. Fitterer with a breath, he'll kick and go. Wander pops this up, right side into shallow right. Drifting in on it is Kyler Castillo. He'll make the call and the squeeze for out number one. Javier flying out for the first down here of the fourth. Here's Willie Joe Gary Jr.
Number four, Willie Joe Gary Jr.
Willie Joe drew a walk in his first trip to the plate. Willie Joe walked, stole second, stole third, then scored on a wild pitch. Both the Colonels' runs have come on wild pitches here today. Small one low and inside on Willie Joe. One ball, no strikes. Willie Joe waves through. Now one ball and one strike. Minnesota Twins are in action right now. They're in the home half of the fourth. At home against Toronto, no score. Strike one. Now strike two here on Willie Joe. Letter high. One ball and two strikes. Willie Joe looking at ball two downstairs, running the count even here. Two balls, two strikes. Fitterer, you're on the way. Grounded towards second, gloved by Polanco. He'll toss on to first in time for out number two. 4-3 on that ground out off the bat of Willie Joe Gary Jr. Now Will Holland.
Center fielder number 38, Will Holland.
They're in the fourth at Target Field in the home half of the fourth. They had their first base hit of the game for either side between Minnesota and Toronto. Carlos Correa with a single deflected off of pitcher Alec Manoah. Strike one to Will Holland, knee high at 92. Sonny Gray has thrown four no-hit innings for the Twins today. Three walks, three strikeouts for Sonny Gray. 0-1, cut on and fouled off of Hostetler as the count goes to 0-2. 75 pitches so far for Fitterer. You might see some action start to brew in the fifth. No balls, two strikes, two down. Home half of four. Holland digs back in. Stares out at Fitterer. Up high and away at 92. That'll run the count to one ball and two strikes. One and two here to Will Holland. Up and away now, 2-2. Great evening for baseball here in Cedar Rapids. The temperature's right around 81 degrees. The 2-2. Holland sends a fly ball out towards center. Pushed back is Mesa Jr. He'll get underneath and make the play for out number three. We move along to the fifth. Cedar Rapids up 2-1 here on Beloit. Two up for the Skycarp, Castillo, Polanco, and Mitchell. It's 2-1 Cedar Rapids through four.
Stop by the Hacienda Los Gloriosos.
For all the people who want to make good things happen. For the experts determined to help others. For the ones who want to be a part of something bigger. There's a career for you at Unity Point Health. We're hiring people at every experience level who are motivated to improve lives by providing safe, comfortable care. What does it take to make a difference? It just takes you. Find your opportunity online at joinuph.com. Know how much you matter to this world.
You've been putting back a few, and a few becomes a few too many. For a moment, you think about calling for a ride. Nah, you live nearby. What's the worst that can happen? You get pulled over, your insurance goes up, you lose your license, you total your car, you kill someone.
Local 125, plumbers and pipe fitters of East Central Iowa, professionals at work, the skilled trades of Local 125, plumbing, refrigeration, pipe fitting, welding, and more. While at Veterans Memorial Stadium, make sure to check out the Plumbers and Pipe Fitters Pavilion, a standard for excellence. Find a qualified contractor at www.local125prosatwork.com. Local 125, Plumbers and Pipe Fitters of East Central Iowa.
Top of five here in Cedar Rapids. It'll be 7, 8, and 9 to face the Colonels' right-hander, Derek Molina. Kyler Castillo, Federico Polanco, and Tevin Mitchell to face Derek Molina. Right-hander Molina at the ready, working on Castillo. One for one today with a single. The first pitch of the fifth is cut on through. Good slider for strike one. No balls and one strike. Here from Derek Molina. Orlando Rodriguez threw very well today. 3 2/3. Three hits, one run, no walks. He struck out six. Derek misses low and away on a slider. Now 1-1. Molina here at the ready on Castillo. Called strike two. Right back on the outer half of that slide piece. Molina, the second arm out of the Colonel's pen here on a staff day. One ball, two strikes. Downstairs, 2-2. For Demo, three of his last five outings have been scoreless. Worked a couple of scoreless outings against Beloit earlier here this month. 2-2. Downstairs, 3-2 now. Molina has worked 6 1/3 innings against Beloit this season. No earned runs yet. Three balls and two strikes here from the right-hander Molina. Takes a breath. He'll kick and go. This ball lined into right field. Castillo on with a base hit. So Willie Joe will collect it and toss it in. Kyler Castillo with his second hit of the series.
Second baseman, two for two today. 14, Federico Polanco.
Federico Polanco singled through the left side in his first trip to the plate, beating the shift. So he steps in with Castillo on first. And none down here in the fifth inning. Bunt shown by Polanco. He pulls back and takes ball one high and outside. Lefties have hit Molina pretty well, a 259 average compared to a 182 mark for righties. Polanco, a left-handed hitter. 1-0. Lined foul straight back. Now one ball and one strike. Ball, a strike, none down here in the top half of the fifth. Derek Molina with a breath, the glove belt high, he'll kick and go. Down and a touch inside on a fastball in 93. Matthew Swain will likely also be available today out of the pen. You'd expect Bobby Malacky to work out of the pen as well today. Two balls, one strike. Here from Molina. Grounded toward short, Taylor Maine. Winder steps on second for one. The relay to first is in time for out number two. Sinks unassisted to three on that ground ball double play off the bat of Federico Polanco. Tevin Mitchell here with the bases empty and two down in the fifth.
Number six, Tevin Mitchell.
Tevin Mitchell will step in here against the Colonels right-hander Derek Molina. It's the second double play that the Colonels have turned today. Molina here from the belt. First offering a strike in the outside half at 92. No balls, one strike from Derek Molina. Demo with a breath at the ready. The 0-1 outside now, one ball and one strike. Five hits today for Beloit, just two for Cedar Rapids. Molina ready on the 1-1. Lined towards left, Solari will have to play it on a hop. It's a base hit, the sixth knock of the game. And for Tevin Mitchell, it's his first base hit as a Skycarp here in 2022. Now one for 31 at the plate. Base hit to left for Mitchell. Jose Salas with an opportunity. One for two, a double and a strikeout today. Molina will have to try and work around this two-out single. Right-hander kicks and fires. There's strike one on the outer half. Salas one for two, a strikeout and a double. No balls, one strike, two away, top of five. Demo will step off. Wichita Wind Surge leads San Antonio 1-0. Courtesy of a Junior Severino RBI double. 0-1 for Molina. Bounded towards first, and that's foul. Now 0-2 here to the leadoff man, Jose Salas. St. Paul trails Omaha 1-0 in the third inning. Fort Myers with a good one today down at Hammond Stadium, leading Bradenton 7-0. No balls, two strikes. Here from Derek Molina. He'll snap a throw over to first. Back in time there, Tevin Mitchell. No balls, two strikes. Right-hander Molina at the ready here on the 0-2. Down low, a back pick to first by Mack, and Zapato just scoops it up out of the ground as it kind of handcuffed him. One ball, two strikes, two down, top of five. One, two on the way from Derek Molina here to Jose Salas. Mitchell, that lead off of first. Molina ready, he'll kick and go. Wave and a miss. Derek strikes out Salas to end the inning. We move along to the home half of five. Cedar Rapids leading 2-1 over Beloit. Go up for the Colonels, Mack, Fedko, and Soleri when we come back.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Did you know office printers can be a security risk? When was the last time your printers were upgraded? For 65 years, the Gordon Flesh Company has delivered advanced office technology and helped companies across the Midwest manage, maintain, and secure it all. GFC is the largest Canon dealer in the U.S., and our technology experts can make sure your office technology is secure and up to date. We can help you save money, reduce waste, and improve productivity. Find out some of the ways the Gordon Flesh Company's team of experts can help you at gflesh.com.
Meet Jim. When it's nice out, he spends weekends in his yard trying to kill weeds.
Gotcha.
Meet Dave. He spends weekends on the green. That's because Greg's Lawn Service takes care of his lawn. Mowing, fertilizing, pruning, and, yep, weed control. Greg's does the big jobs, too. Landscaping, retaining walls, curb edging, and patios. So when you've had enough of those little devils...
Aha! Uh-huh. Yes!
Call 393-0101. Greg's Lawn Service, a cut above the rest.
Hello, fans. This is Charles Mack, and you're listening to Colonels Baseball Network.
Nine top for Cedar Rapids in the home half of the fifth inning. The Colonels ahead 2-1 on Beloit as Charles Mack will step in. And take ball one down and away from Evan Fitterer. 1-0 to the Cedar Rapids catcher. Fitterer here at the ready. He'll kick and fire. 1-0 bounded towards the left side. Scooped by the third baseman, Salas, playing back to pole at relatively routine short. He'll scoop it and toss on to first for out number one. One down here in the fifth, and now Kyler Fedko is ordered turning back around. Fitterer, 80 pitches today, 44 for strikes. Trying to complete the fifth inning. With the sky car. First offering to Fedko down and away on the curve. 1-0. Cedar Rapids being out hit today 6-2, but they lead 2-1 over the Beloit sky car. 1-0 from Fitterer. A one hopper to second, and it deflects off of Polanco into right. Federico Polanco decided to stay back and try and play that on a hop, but instead it took an uncomfortable hop, and Fedko will reach on what I'm sure will be an error.
Fielder,
the second baseman,
eight,
Polanco. Will indeed be an error there on Polanco. The first error of the ballgame on either side. Fedko reaching on that error, and here is Alaric Soleri. Al digs on in, one for two, a single and a lineout today. Ball one outside, 1-0. Fedko off of first. He's got some speed, he's willing to use it. Looks like Bobby Malacky is headed down to the Colonel's bullpen. Little check over to Fedko. Kyler back in with a head first dive. 83 pitches today for Fitterer, 45 strikes. And indeed, Bobby Malacky will start throwing. 1-0. Al with a shot out towards left center field. This should hang up there, though, for Mesa Jr. He'll get underneath, tracking back to his left to make the catch for out number two. So Larry flies out, and that brings up Seth Gray. Gray 0 for 2, couple of strikeouts.
Number 18, Seth Gray.
Gray has punched out twice today for Cedar Rapids. He digs back in against Fitterer, the third time through the order here for the Beloit right-hander. Fitterer kicks and fires. Gray with a shot down the right field line. This ball is hooking, and it lands fair, just fair down that right field line. Fedko waved around third. There goes the helmet. The relay throw is bobbled by Polanco, and Seth Gray has put Cedar Rapids ahead 3-1 with a double down the right field line. Seth Gray knocks in his 51st run of the season. Floating that double down the right field line for Cedar Rapids to play Kyler Fedko all the way from third. Seth Gray with that RBI double, putting Cedar Rapids ahead 3-1 in the home half of the fifth inning. It's Gray's 12th double of the year. Now Aaron Sabato will bat with Gray off of second. Sabato looks at strike one. Curveball dumped over there at 76 from the right-hander Fitterer. No balls, one strike. Sabato with a bullet towards third on the ground. Backhanded by Salas, a long throw, and it's scooped out by Chu for out number three. A really nice play by both ends, but the Colonels do add a run here in the fifth. An RBI double by Seth Gray makes it 3-1 Cedar Rapids. 2-3 and 4 do up for Beloit. Rosario, Mesa Jr., and Hostetler when we come back.
Living here in the Midwest provides plenty of life lessons, like waiting till the last minute to check on the AC can mean a sticky evening or two, or three. It only had to happen once for me to pick up the phone and call Affordable Heating and Cooling, a premier Lennox dealer. Before you learn the hard way, schedule an air conditioning precision tune and cleaning. Plus, it's nice to know with Affordable, I'm backed by years of experience and 24-hour service and replacement. That's a good lesson to learn. Lennox innovation never felt so good. Installed and serviced by Affordable Heating and Cooling, 362-1124.
Hey, Colonels fans, are you ready to splash up your summer? Splash Pool and Spa can help. As Iowa's number one builder of high-quality custom concrete and fiberglass swimming pools, we can transform any idea into the pool of your dreams. And now you can build your dream pool right from the Colonels bleachers with our virtual pool wish list builder. Simply visit splashpools.fun to get started, or stop into our Center Point Road location in Cedar Rapids to browse dozens of in-stock hot tubs and saunas ready to be yours. Talk about a home run. Splash up your summer with Splash Pool and Spa in Cedar Rapids, a proud sponsor of the Cedar Rapids Colonels. Splash Pool and Spa, we build fun.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Derek Molina back out there for Cedar Rapids here in the top half of the sixth as he'll tow up the rubber against Dalvi Rosario. The first offering fouled away. 0-1 from Molina to the two-hole hitter for the Beloit Skycar. Dalvi Rosario 0-2, a strikeout and a groundout today. Molina at the ready here on the 0-1. Wave and a miss at a good slider there from Demo. Now 0-2. No balls, two strikes here from Demo. Right-hander at the ready on Rosario. Up high, now 1-2. Bobby Malacky up in the bullpen for Cedar Rapids. Right-hander Molina ready here on the 1-2. Lifted down the right field line. This ball is slicing towards the corner. It lands foul.
Fans, tonight's winning 50-50 raffle ticket number is 561-625. 1-8-2. Tonight's prize, $364. Hit the Surf Pro Guest Services to claim your prize.
One ball and two strikes from Derek Molina. Right-hander up in the pen for the Beloit Skycar. Rosario will step back in. Seth Gray adding to the Colonels' lead with a double down the right field line. One ball, two strikes here from Molina. Grounded foul. Oh, nearly a nice play by Winkle as ball skipped down into the Colonels' bullpen. One ball, two strikes, tap a six. Salvi Rosario, Mesa Jr., and Hostetler do it for the Skycarp. The 1-2 coming from Derek Molina. Grounded foul again up the third base line. 31 pitches today for Molina, 21 strikes. Orlando Rodriguez was very good as the opener for the Colonels. 3 2/3, one run, three hits, no walks, and six strikeouts. One ball, two strikes here from Demo. Called strike three. Got him at the knees at 93. Rosario punches out for the first out of the sixth inning, and that'll bring up Victor Mesa Jr. Derek Molina has been very good for Cedar Rapids. Three punch outs through 1 2/3, and that is how his line will end as Bobby Malacky is called on from the Colonel's pen. Derek Molina's day is done. Top of six, 3-1 Cedar Rapids. It's the right-hander Bobby Malacky when we come back right here on the Colonel's Baseball Network.
Hey Colonels fans, are you ready to splash up your summer? Splash Pool and Spa can help. As Iowa's number one builder of high quality custom concrete and fiberglass swimming pools, we can transform any idea into the pool of your dreams. And now you can build your dream pool right from the Colonels bleachers with our virtual pool wish list builder. Simply visit splashpools.fun to get started, or stop into our Center Point Road location in Cedar Rapids to browse dozens of in-stock hot tubs and saunas ready to be yours. Talk about a home run. Splash up your summer with Splash Pool and Spa in Cedar Rapids, a proud sponsor of the Cedar Rapids Colonels. Splash Pool and Spa, we build fun.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Hi fans, this is Bobby Malacky, and you're listening to Colonels Baseball Network.
Bobby Malacky enters for Cedar Rapids here in the top half of the sixth inning as he'll take over next in this staff day for Cedar Rapids. Bobby Malacky, the 6'2", 210-pound right-hander, 25 years old. He takes over here for Derek Molina, a 1.97 ERA this year. 45 and two-thirds innings, 43 strikeouts, and the very first pitch to Mesa Jr. lined down the third base line, and that's in for a base hit. It deflects off the tarp. Solari collects it and gets it into third. It's a one-out double for Victor Mesa Jr., and that will put the tying run at the plate here for Beloit. Bennett Hostetler will bat now here for the Skycar. Hostetler 0 for 2, a strikeout and a flyout. Well, if there's one thing that Malacky has struggled with this year, and there's not much that he's struggled with, it's getting the first batter of the inning out. First batter that he faces is now 11 for 23. Now, of course, Malacky, as you can tell by his ERA, does a tremendous job bearing down. First offering here from the right-hander. Ooh, misses head high on Hostetler. 1-0. Here from Malacky. Fouled straight back.
Tonight's 50-50 raffle prize.
John Teagle scoop up that baseball.
The Colonel's Foundation 50-50 raffle.
One down, top of six. A one ball, one strike offering here from Bobby Malacky to Bennett Hostetler. Bennett, good eyes there on that slider, missing high now, 2-1. Here from Bobby Malacky. Did not miss by much on that slide piece. Two balls and a strike. Bounded towards third and foul. Count goes to 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Two balls, two strikes. Malacky here on the way to Bennett Hostetler. Bennett with a blast out towards deep left field. Al looking up, and we are tied. It's a two-run home run off the bat of Bennett Hostetler. We're all dotted up at three apiece. Hostetler keeps on hitting. That makes it an 11-game hitting streak for Bennett Hostetler. A two-run home run here in the sixth with one down. Hostetler is seventh of the season. RBI number 39 and 40 for Benny Bats. Bennett Hostetler is now 16 for his last 42 with 12 runs batted in. And an 11-game hitting streak for Hostetler. That two-run home run tying this game at three. Ball one down and away on Emmanuel Marinez. Fastball at 94. This is game number 99 of the season. And that is the 13th loss, the 13th lead that the Colonels bullpen has given up. The 1-0 lined into left off the bat of Marinez. One out single for Emmanuel Marinez as he hands back to first. That is something. 99 games here this season. Just the 13th lead that this bullpen has lost.
Number three, Marcus Chu.
Marcus Chu will step in. He's 0-2 with a couple of strikeouts today. Malacky trying to find a way to get an out here in the sixth. First pitch, big swing and a miss at 93, up and in. Chu has 8 runs batted in through the series' first 2 games. 3 home runs, 2 of them yesterday afternoon. No balls and a strike, another head-high cutter. One ball and a strike here on Marcus Chu. Top of 6, 1 away. 2 spot here in the inning for Beloit on a 2-run Bennett Hostetler homer. 1-1 slider upstairs now. 2 balls and a strike. Malacky struggling here. First 3 men that he's faced have all reached. A double, a home run, and a single. 2 balls and 1 strike here on Chu. Now Marcus Chu with a line shot towards left center. Holland comes in. He'll make the play. He'll fire on to Rucker as a cutoff man, but Marinez will get back to first in time. A line out to center. Off the bat of Marcus Chu. And there is the second out of the sixth, bringing Kyler Castillo to the plate. 2-for-2, a couple of singles today. Malacky looking on in here to Castillo. Malacky kicks and goes. There's ball one down and in. Ball, no strikes. Malacky at the ready. That'll be lifted foul down the right field line. Now one ball and one strike. Marinez at first, 2 down, top of 6. All tied at 3. You're on the Colonels Baseball Network. One ball and one strike here from Bobby Malacky. Way up high, 2-1. 2 down, top of 6. Cedar Rapids will have 5, 6, and 7. Rucker, Javier, and Willie Joe. Two balls, one strike. There's strike 2 right back on the outside corner. Malacky using that slider with some effectiveness on the outer half to Kyler Castillo. Two balls, two strikes. Here's Malacky. Up high on the slider, now 3-2. Payoff pitch on the way. Marinez taking his lead off of first. He'll be moving here with two down and a full count. It's a line foul. Doinking off of a pole down the right field line. The count stays full. Payoff pitch. Malacky here on the way to Kyler Castillo. He'll rock and go. Line towards left and over the head of Javier. Turning at second is Marinez. Al knocks it down with the bare hand and nearly overruns the baseball. Four hits off of Malacky here in the sixth inning, and now Richard Salazar will pop out of the Colonel's dugout to go chat with Bobby. Around the rest of the Midwest League here today, Peoria and Dayton are underway now after that rain delay out in Ohio. Scoreless midway through the third. Quad Cities is up 8-5 on Wisconsin, top of five. South Bend leading Fort Wayne 3-1, bottom eight. West Michigan up 4-1 on Lansing in the eighth. And in the top of the ninth, Great Lakes is scratched back from down 4-1 to play 3 in the top half of the ninth. And it's 4-4. And here in the sixth, Cedar Rapids and Beloit are tied at 3 with 2 down. Bobby Malacky. Out here on the rubber for Cedar Rapids, ready to face Federico Polanco. 4 of 5 that Malacky has faced have reached. Malacky kicks and goes. There's ball one outside. One and oh from Malacky to Federico Polanco. 1-2. Single and a ground out today. Marinez dancing off a second. He'll get back as Malacky steps off. 10 hits today for Beloit, just 3 for Cedar Rapids. 1-0, and that ran in and hit Polanco. Federico hit by a pitch. Slider running way inside, sliding quite a bit too much, and the bases are now full with 2 down. And that'll bring up Tevin Mitchell. Mitchell 1-2 today with a ground out and a single. Right on right matchup here for Malacky. Bobby will step off prior to this first offering. Mitchell's single was his first of the season. He's now 1-31 for the Skycar. First offering from Malacky, down and away, 1-0. 1-0 here from Bobby. Malacky, 25 years old. Cutter slider mix off the fastball. He'll mix in a changeup and a slider. 1-0. Lined into left field. Al coming in, and that'll bounce in front of him for a base hit. Marinez scores. Here comes Castillo. The throw from Al skips out of the glove of Mack, and that will allow Castillo to slide in safely. It's a two-run single off the bat of Tevin Mitchell. And just like that, it's 5-3 Beloit. The order turns back around to the top as Jose Salas will step in. How about that for a turnaround for Tevin Mitchell? Starting off the season 0-29, and now he's 2 for his last two. Cedar Rapids sending Ryan Shreve out to the bullpen. So he'll start to warm up. Malacky, 23 pitches, 12 strikes. First offering is a strike in the inside corner here to Salas. Cedar Rapids entered this inning leading 3-1. It's now 5-3 Beloit, a four spot in the frame. Salas fouls away the 0-1, now 0-2. Malachi. He's allowed six of first seven men he's faced to reach. Oh boy, curveball missing way outside now, 1-2. Like Malachi maybe tried to guide that pitch too much and it slipped out of his hand. One ball, two strikes, two down, top of six. Malachi rocks and goes. Grounded back to the mound. Bobby will glove, and he'll just flip underhand out to Sabato for out number three. Cedar Rapids now trails 5-3. We move to the home half of six. Colonels down 5-3 thanks to a four spot for Beloit. 5, 6, and 7 due up for Cedar Rapids when we come back.
For all the people who want to make good things happen, for the experts determined to help others, for the ones who want to be a part of something bigger, there's a career for you at Unity Point Health. We're hiring people at every experience level who are motivated to improve lives by providing safe, comfortable care. What does it take to make a difference? It just takes you. Find your opportunity online at joinuph.com. Know how much you matter to this world.
You've been putting back a few, and a few becomes a few too many. For a moment, you think about calling for a ride. Nah, you live nearby. What's the worst that can happen? You get pulled over. Your insurance goes up. You lose your license. You total your car. You kill someone.
Local 125, plumbers and pipe fitters of East Central Iowa. Professionals at work. The skilled trades of Local 125. Plumbing, refrigeration, pipe fitting, welding, and more. While at Veterans Memorial Stadium, make sure to check out the Plumbers and Pipe Fitters Pavilion, a standard for excellence. Find a qualified contractor at www.local125prosatwork.com. Local 125, Plumbers and Pipe Fitters of East Central Iowa.
Jake Rucker leading things off here for Cedar Rapids in the home half of the sixth. 5-3 Beloit. Rucker, Javier, and Gary Jr. to face the new right-hander Chris Machma, making his fourth relief appearance of the season. Machma has been primarily a starter in 2022. Strike one on the outside corner, starting him off with a slider. Machma, 17 games appeared in so far between a couple of levels for the Milan system. 13 starts, he's 6-6 with a 5.63 ERA. The 0-1 misses outside, one ball, one strike. 80 innings, 70 strikeouts to 31 walks for Machma. One ball, one strike. Down and away now, 2-1. Colonels chased Machma from the starting rotation back on July 12th, tagging him for 7 runs on 7 hits, 2 homers and 3 walks in 3 2/3. 2-1, grounded towards third, backhanded there by Salas. He'll fire to first in time for out number one. 5-3 on that ground out off the bat of Jake Rucker. That'll bring Wander Javier to the dish. Wander 0 for 2, a strikeout and a flyout. Machma made his first relief outing of the season on July 22nd in Wisconsin. Gave up 6 runs on 5 hits. He retired just 2 batters. Since then, though, back-to-back outings, he's thrown a total of 4 2/3 innings out of the pen. Just 1 run on 3 hits. A 4-1 K to walk ratio. Wander swinging at the first pitch, fouling it away, 0-1. 5 runs on 11 hits, 1 error and 5 left on for Beloit. 3 runs on 3 hits, no errors and 4 left on for Cedar Rapids. This is game number 99 of the season for the Colonels. That was just the 13th lead that the bullpen has lost this year. No balls and a strike. Machma here to Javier. down and away now, 1-1. And you think about that, right? Game number 100 is tomorrow. You're looking at like a 13% of the games that you play. You give up a lead with the pen. That's really, really good. This pen has done a tremendous job for Cedar Rapids all year long. 1-1 bounced foul. Passed a scampering Jose Salas. Ball find itself down by the tarp. Still plenty of baseball left to be played here today. Looks like Ryan Shreve will enter for the seventh for Cedar Rapids. He'll have the task of getting Rosario, Mesa Jr., and Hostetler, 2, 3, and 4. Bennett Hostetler tied this game up with a two-run homer. 1-2 here from Machma. Wave and a miss. Down goes Wander. Javier strikes out for the second out here of the sixth. Now 0 for 3 today. That'll bring up Willie Joe Gary Jr. Willie Joe 0 for 1, a walk and a ground out. Here today for Cedar Rapids. He's also stolen a couple of bases. Colonels ran quite a bit on Fitterer. Mockman's first offering down low, 1-0. For Fitterer today, the right-hander ends up going 5 innings. He'll exit in line for the win, too. 5 innings, 3 runs, 3 hits, 3 walks. He struck out 4. Just 2 of those 3 runs were earned. 1-0 changeup off the plate. As Willie Joe lays off, he'll step back in, ready for the 2-0 offer. Machma from the stretch. Brath will kick and go. Called strike 1, knee high. 93 there for Machma. Shreve up in the Colonel's pen. He'll take the ball in the seventh. 2 balls and a strike. Machma here to Willie Joe. Outside now 3-1. 2-run deficit for Cedar Rapids. Certainly nothing insurmountable just yet. 3 balls and 1 strike. Machma here at the ready. Ground ball right side off of a tumbling Polanco is on a bleed into center. Willie Joe with a turn at first, and he'll hold there. See how that gets scored. Polanco lunging to the backhand side. Willie Joe aboard. Will be a single for Willie Joe Gary Jr. Will Harland steps in, 1 for 2, a single and a fly out. That's Willie Joe's first hit back with Cedar Rapids. And it also extends his hitting streak to 3 games now, including a hit in his last 2 games down in the FCL on his rehab assignment. Harland looks at strike 1 outside corner there from Machma. No balls and a strike here from the right-hander Chris Machma. Righty at the ready here on the 0-1. Holland fouls it straight back. Sixth inning's a pretty pivotal one for the Colonels. When they lead through 6, they're 47-4. When they're trailing through 6, they're 5-32. They're 6-3 when tied after 6 innings. No balls, 2 strikes. Machma here on the way to Will Holland. Down and away, 1-2. They do appeal down, and no, he did not go. Similar numbers for the Colonels in the seventh. After 7 innings, if they're trailing, they're 3-32. If they're up, they're 48-4. 1 ball, 2 strikes, 2 down. Machma at the ready here on Will Holland. Check over to Willie Joe. He's back in time. And, of course, that goes into the whole idea that the Cedar Rapids bullpen does not give up many leads. One ball, 2 strikes. Machma here to Holland. Righty rocks and goes. Holland taking ball 2 outside. 86 there on the slider. a host of Skycarp flying above the stadium. Two balls, two strikes. Mock me here from the bell. Nubbed back towards the mound. Machma racing over. Polanco gets there. He bare hands and tackles the baseball. Doesn't really have an opportunity to pick it up. As that goes an infield single for Will Holland. A little seeing eye single for Will. And two men are on here with two down in the sixth. The tying run is at first base for Cedar Rapids. And here's Charles Mack. Mack representing the go-ahead run. Machma here from the stretch. Great speed out there for Cedar Rapids. Strike one on the outside corner to Mack. Mack 0 for 2, a strikeout and a ground out. He's in need of a knock, 2 for his last 27. No balls and a strike here on Charlie. Down and away now, one and one. Seven doubles this year for Mack, two home runs. One ball and one strike here on the Colonel's catcher. Machma kicks and goes. Mack lifts this into the air out towards straightaway center. Coming in a bit is Mesa Jr. He's got a read, and he'll make the play for out number three. We move along to the seventh. Cedar Rapids trailing by two. It is 5-3. Beloit leading Cedar Rapids. We'll be back in just a bit right here on the Colonel's Baseball Network.
Living here in the Midwest provides plenty of life lessons, like waiting till the last minute to check on the AC can mean a sticky evening or two or three. It only had to happen once for me to pick up the phone and call Affordable Heating and Cooling, a premier Lennox dealer. Before you learn the hard way, schedule an air conditioning precision tune and cleaning. Plus, it's nice to know with Affordable, I'm backed by years of experience and 24-hour service and replacement. That's a good lesson to learn. Lennox innovation never felt so good. Installed and serviced by Affordable Heating and Cooling, 362-1124.
Hey, Colonels fans, are you ready to splash up your summer? Splash Pool and Spa can help. As Iowa's number one builder of high-quality custom concrete and fiberglass swimming pools, we can transform any idea into the pool of your dreams. And now you can build your dream pool right from the Colonel's bleachers with our virtual pool wish list builder. Simply visit splashpools.fun to get started, or stop into our Center Point Road location in Cedar Rapids to browse dozens of in-stock hot tubs and saunas ready to be yours. Talk about a home run. Splash up your summer with Splash Pool and Spa in Cedar Rapids, a proud sponsor of the Cedar Rapids Colonels. Splash Pool and Spa, we build fun.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Hey fans, this is Ryan Shreve, and you're listening to the Colonels Baseball Network.
Ryan Shreve will get the ball here for Cedar Rapids in the top half of the seventh to face Dally Rosario, Victor Mesa Jr., and Bennett Hostetler. Shreve has been very, very solid as of late for Cedar Rapids. Over his last five outings, 8 1/3 innings, just one run allowed. 6 punch-outs, just 4 hits, 2 walks. Of his last 6 outings, 5 have been scoreless for Ryan Shreve. The ERA down to 4.91 for Ryan Shreve. 6'6", 23-year-old right-hander. 24-year-old right-hander. First offering cut on through, no balls and a strike to Dalby Rosario. Rosario 0 for 3, a couple of strikeouts and a ground out today. Shreve from the stretch here on the 0-1. Grounded towards short. Wander slides. Wander spins, and he can't get the ball out of his glove. It pops out. A great effort there by Wander Javier. That'll go as an infield single for Dalvi Rosario. A leadoff single here in the seventh. Victor Mesa Jr. now 1-for-3, couple of punch outs and a double. Final line score for the Colonels, Bobby Malacky. Two-thirds of an inning, 5 hits, 4 runs, all of them were earned. There goes the runner, the pitch is a strike, throw down to second by Mack, is not in time. Winder thought they had him. He'll shake his head and try to chat with Justin Juska, but no, Dalvi Rosario, they say, is in with a stolen base. 0-1 the count here on Mesa Jr. For Dalvi, that is his 24th stolen base of the season on 28 tries. Pretty good success rate for the Beloit shortstop. Mac heading out to chat quickly with Shreve. No balls, one strike. Shreve on the way here to Victor Mesa Jr. Shreve has been much tougher on righties than lefties this year. 0-1 to the left-handed hitting Victor Mesa Jr. Showing bunt, he pulls back. A ball skips away from Mack. Rosario turning at third. He'll apply the brakes and head back to third base. It's a wild pitch to allow Rosario to advance to third. Lefties hit Shreve at a 323 average. Righties all the way down at 146. One ball and one strike, Shreve here on Mesa Jr. Shreve here from the bound, he'll rock and go. Bounded foul off of Mesa Jr.'s foot, now 1-2. Rosario on third for Beloit as they try and add some insurance here. They're out hitting the Colonels 12-5, leading 5-3 over Cedar Rapids. One ball and two strikes, Shreve with the infield drawn in. They're ready, he will kick and go. Down and away, a good block by Mack, who just threw his entire body at that baseball. Count runs even now at 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Rosario off of third. Shreve at the ready here to Mesa Jr. Wave and a miss, he got him. Good slider down in the dirt to put away Mesa Jr. for the first down of the seventh. And that brings up Bennett Hostetler. 1-for-3 today with a 2-run home run. Hostetler will dig on in for Beloit. His home run in the sixth tied this game at 3. A little bit later after that, Tevin Mitchell with a go-ahead 2-run single. Cap off a 4-run sixth and put Beloit up 5-3. Shreve misses down low, 1-0. Fastball at 92 there from Shreve. The infield still drawn in for the Colonels, doing their absolute best to try and keep this game a 2-run contest. 1-0. Wave and a miss now, a ball and a strike. Slider downstairs. From Shreve, drawing a swing from Hostetler. No activity in that Beloit bullpen. Machma will likely get the seventh and perhaps the eighth as well. One ball, one strike here from Shreve. Grounded towards short. Here comes a runner from third. The throw by Wander is in time for out number two. They get Rosario at home for the second out of the seventh. The heads-up play by Wander. Rosario breaking on contact. And it works out for Cedar Rapids. 6-2 on that fielder's choice, putting Rosario out at home.
Designated hitter, number 13, Emmanuel
Marinez. Now Emmanuel Marinez will step in. Marinez, 2-for-2, couple of singles and a flyout. Shreve here at the ready. His first offering, a slider, bounce towards third. Gray will backhand. He gathers and fires a strike onto Sabato for out number three. We move along to the home half of seven. Time to stretch. Cedar Rapids still up by two. Shreve works around. Some trouble. Some help from Winder Javier. The Colonels will lead things off with Fedco when we come back.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Parents, we all know your kids love our shaved ice stand where they can get their favorite flavor, cherry, grape, or even rainbow. New this year, as a reward to you for waiting in line with them, we will also be selling adult frozen beverages at the shaved ice stand. We've got four amazing flavors, sangria, Moscow Mule, Blue Hawaii, and a delicious frozen Arnold Palmer. The Colonel's Shaved Ice Stand, featuring flavors for the whole family. Don't miss the Colonel's post-game show, airing fresh off the husk after every game on the Colonel's Baseball Network. Catch up on all the action from each night's game and hear from your favorite coaches and players with instant thoughts and analysis. It's the Colonel's post-game show, fresh off the husk after every game on the Colonel's Baseball Network.
Hey, hey, Colonels, let the good times roll. Cedar Rapids, Colonels, let the good times roll.
Kyler Fedco leading things off for Cedar Rapids. The Colonels trail by two. It's 5-3 Beloit here in the home half of the seventh. Chris Mockman back out there on the mound for the Skycar. He'll face the top of the Colonels' order. Fedco, Solari, and Gray. Mockman working here from the stretch. His first offering to Fedco. Taking for strike one on the outer half. A good slider. Start off this AB for Mockman. No balls and a strike. Right-hander Machma here at the ready. Takes a breath. He'll kick and deal on the 0-1. Down low now. One ball and one strike. Fedco DHing today. He's 0 for 2, but he's reached base twice. A walk, and he's been on base via an error. One ball and a strike here from Chris Machma. Takes a breath, rocks and deals. Down and away. Skipping a change up to the plate now. Two balls, one strike here on Kyler Fedco. Five runs, 12 hits, one error, and six left on for Beloit. Three runs on five hits, no errors, and six left on for Cedar Rapids. Two and one on the way here from Machma. Lifted down the right field line. Maybe playable here for Castillo. It's a long run towards foul territory, and then a land out of play. Count runs even at 2-2 here on Kyler Fedco. Two balls, two strikes. Going down here in the home half of the seventh. As Fedco steps back in. Kyler with such a good two-strike approach for Cedar Rapids. He does a good job competing in these two-strike counts. Two and two. Fouled away. Two balls, two strikes from Machma to Fedco. Right-hander at the ready on the 2-2. Just down low. Fedco spinning on that slider. Count runs full at 3-2. Payoff pitch on the way here from Chris Machma. Fedco fouls it straight back, keeping the count full at 3-2. Junior Severino promoted to Wichita today. He got the win surge on the board early with an RBI double in his first at bat. Payoff pitch, Machma here to Fetko. Right-hander with a breath, he'll kick and go. Another foul ball at the bat of Fetko. This will be the ninth pitch of the plate appearance coming up next. Three balls, two strikes. Machma here on Fetko with Al Solari in the on-deck circle. Machma at the ready, he'll kick and go. Fetko with a line drive to short off the glove of the shortstop Rosario. He picks it up and fires it to first. And a diving play there by Chu. Chu trying to tag Fetko as Kyler heads back to first, a grin on his face. It'll probably be a base hit for Kyler Fetko. Rosario trying to make that play to his left. And a pretty hot shot. Kyler Fetko off of first for Cedar Rapids. Alaric Solari will step on in. Right on, right matchup from Machma. Ball one down and away, a slider at 86. Would be the sixth hit of the game for Cedar Rapids. One and oh. Out with a big wave and a tip into the mitt. Make that an error on Davi Rosario. Alaric Solari ready for this 1-1 pitch from Machma. Called strike two at the knees. 93 there from the right-hander. That's the second error today on Beloit. Each of their middle infield partners, Polanco and Rosario, with errors here today. Time call. Two, or 1-2 rather, here from Machma on Solari. Out with a bouncing ball, foul down into the Beloit bullpen. Robredo looks like he's getting loose down in the pen for the Skycar. Ball and two strikes from Machma here on Solari. None down here in the seventh. Fetko on first, reaching on the air. Machma stepping off. Now he'll lean back in. The infield playing out a pole. 1-2 coming. Wave and a miss. Solari strikes out on the fastball. Now with a couple words back for Kevin Levine. That brings up Seth Gray. Gray 1-for-3, a double and two strikeouts. This would be a heck of a spot for Gray to run into one. He represents a tying run. Kyler Fetko off of first. First offering to Seth downstairs for ball one. One oh, Machma here to Seth. Right-hander here with the glove of the belt, ready on the 1-0. High and tight. Now 2-0. Two balls, no strikes, one down, bottom of seven. Heart of the Colonel's order here for Machma to try and get. Ball flared out towards center field, and that's going to fall in for a base hit. It's the second of the day for Gray, racing for third, Fetko, and he'll be in standing. Then on the corners here for Cedar Rapids, Seth Gray. The bloop single into center, Fetko going first to third. And now with one down here in the seventh, men on the corners for Aaron Sabato The tying run on first. Aaron Sabato may be looking for some heroics for Cedar Rapids here in the bottom of the seventh. Fenko on third, Gray at first. Mock may hear from the stretch. He'll kick and fire. Up high, 1-0 here to Sabato. Gray with that single, giving himself a two-hit game, back-to-back multi-hit games. By this, Seth Gray now 5 for his last 8 at the plate. Now Sabato with a fly ball down the right field line. This ball slicing towards foul territory, and that'll land out of play now, 1-1. One ball, one strike. Then go on third, Gray at first. Tying run is at first base for Cedar Rapids with one down here in the seventh inning. Sabato dinks back in. One ball and one strike here from Chris Machma. Right-hander rocks and goes. There's ball two down and away. Fastball at 92 there to Sabato. Two and one, a good hitter's count for one of the best hitters in the Midwest League right now, Aaron Sabato. Machman rocks and goes. Sabato fouls it straight back. Now 2-2. Aaron Sabato, the active leader in RBI for Cedar Rapids with 54 runs batted in. Two balls and two strikes. Right-hander Machma kicks and goes. Fouled straight back. Ball bounces back towards the mound. Count goes still here, 2-2. Machma here at the ready. Peering on in. Getting his sign from Hostetler. Now he'll kick and go on the 2-2. Sabato taking strike three on the outside corner. 86 on that slider. Sabato heading back to the dugout. Punch out looking, and that will bring up Jake Rucker. Rucker 0-for-3, a couple of groundouts and a flyout today. Machman trying to escape this jam. Strike one on the outside corner, 0-1. Rucker, the number 30 prospect in the Twin system, out of the University of Tennessee. No balls and a strike here from Chris Machman. Right-hander kicks and goes. Line foul down the right field line. Quickly now 0-2. Right-hander Machma at the ready. Looking for a way to put away Jake Rocker, who will collect a new bat. Seth Gray at first, representing the tying run. Fenko is at third. No balls, two strikes. Machma at the ready here on Jake Rucker. Right-hander kicks and goes. A ground ball to third. Gloved by Salas. He'll go the short way to second for out number three. A fielder's choice. 5-4 on that FC. We move along to the top half of the eighth. Cedar Rapids trailing 5-3 at the hands of Beloit. We'll be back in just a minute right here on the Colonels Baseball Network.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Colonels fans, the Twins' future is here with MILB.TV. With all home and most away games streamed live, the only way to watch the Colonels on any device this season is on MILB.TV. Subscribe today to watch over 6,500 games, including all available playoff games from over 100 minor league baseball teams, live or on demand. Download the MILB First Pitch app from the Google Play or Apple App Store to watch on the go. Use promo code Colonels at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
Stay connected with the Cedar Rapids Colonels all year long by following the Colonels' socials. Catch up with the Colonels on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at CR Colonels.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Marcus, two will lead things off here in the top half of the eighth inning. Cedar Rapids trailing 5-3. The hands of the Beloit Skycarp. The scores update. The error on Dalvy Rosario in that last half inning was reversed to a single for Kyler Fenko. There's strike one to Marcus Chu. The right-hander Shreve at the ready. There's strike two, right back at the knees. No balls, two strikes. Shreve on the way here to Chu. Right-hander at the ready. He'll kick and go. Slider bounded towards third. Gray will glove. He'll gather and throw on to first in time for out number one. 5-3 on that ground out to put away Chu.
Right fielder number nine, Kyler Castillo.
Kyler Castillo, 3-for-3 today, three singles against Cedar Rapids pitching. He's got three of those 12 hits today for Beloit. Shreve at the ready here on the first offering to Castillo. Called strike one at the knees. Slider at 81 miles an hour there from Ryan Shreve. No balls and a strike. A one bounded off the glove of Shreve to Rucker, who attacks the ball and throws that to first in time for out number two. The old 1-4-3 ground out off the bat of Kyler Castillo.
Baseman number 14, Federico Polanco.
That'll bring Federico Polanco to the plate. 1-for-2, single, a ground out, and a hit by pitch today. Colonels will have 6, 7, and 8. Javier, Willie Joe, and Holland in the home half of the eighth. Shreve here from the stretch. Wave and a miss for strike one. No balls and a strike here from Shreve. Right-hander ready. He kicks, goes. Missing down and outside. Now 1-1 here on Polanco. One ball, one strike. Shreve had the ready. He will kick and go. High and away now, two and one. To the left-handed hitting second baseman for Beloit, Federico Polanco. Shreve kicks and goes on the 2-1. Did not miss by much on that slider, now 3-1. Three Three balls, one strike, two away, top of eight. Shreve kicks in, goes, bounded up the first baseline, foul. Run the count, full 2-3-2. 12 hits today for Beloit, 7 for Cedar Rapids. 4-run, 6th the difference today. Three balls, two strikes, Shreve here at the ready on Polanco. Wave and a miss, he takes him down to a knee. A great slider there by Shreve, ends the eighth. The home half we go, Javier, Gary Jr. and Holland. Colonels down a couple, 6, 7, and 8 to try and scratch a couple back when we return in the eighth.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Did you know office printers can be a security risk? When was the last time your printers were upgraded? For 65 years, the Gordon Flesh Company has delivered advanced office technology and helped companies across the Midwest manage, maintain, and secure it all. GFC is the largest Canon dealer in the U.S., and our technology experts can make sure your office technology is secure and up to date. We can help you save money, reduce waste, and improve productivity. Find out some of the ways the Gordon Flesh Company's team of experts can help you at gflesh.com.
Meet Jim. When it's nice out, he spends weekends in his yard trying to kill weeds.
Gotcha.
Meet Dave. He spends weekends on the green. That's because Greg's Lawn Service takes care of his lawn. Mowing, fertilizing, pruning, and, yep, weed control. Greg's does the big jobs, too. Landscaping, retaining walls, curb edging, and patios. So when you've had enough of those little devils...
Aha! Uh-huh. Yes!
Call 393-0101. Greg's Lawn Service, a cut above the rest.
Hola fanáticos, soy Wander Javier y están escuchando Kernels Baseball Network.
The new right-hander into the ballgame for Beloit is Raul Brito. Cedar Rapids will send 6, 7, and 8 to the plate, down 5-3 to Beloit. Wander Javier steps in. The first offering from Brito is strike one at the letters at 92.
Wander Javier.
Raul Brito out of the bullpen here for the Beloit Skycar, leaving Chris Machma. Javier, a bouncing ball left side on the move. Glove by Salas will sling on to first just in time for out number one. 5-3 on that ground out off the bat of Javier. Now Willie Joe Gary Jr. 1-for-2. Willie Joe, 1-for-2 with a walk and a single. Brito this season, 24 appearances for Beloit, 3-3, a 3.63 ERA. 39 and two-thirds innings, 46 strikeouts, 16 walks for Brito. Small one off the plate, 1-0 to Willie Joe. Matthew Swain warming in the Cedar Rapids bullpen. He'll likely get the ninth. Brito ready on the 1-0. Willie Joe with the fly ball out towards left, pushing back Tevin Mitchell. Now he'll come in and make the grab for out number two. So Willie Joe Gary Jr. flies out for the second out of the eighth. And now Will Holland will bat. Holland 2-for-3, a couple of singles and a flyout. So Holland digs in against the right-hander Raul Brito. There's strike one, knee high. No balls, one strike from Brito here on Will Holland. Brito kicks and deals. Down and away now, 1-1. Holland with a couple of hits today for Cedar Rapids. Both of them singles. Mullen having a pretty nice start to this series. One ball and one strike. Down and away now, 2-1. Holland 4-11 here in the set. Two balls and one strike. Brito here from the stretch on Will. High and outside, 3-1. Holland had a multi-hit game in the first game of the set. This two-hit night today is his 14th. Multiple hit efforts of 2022. Three balls and a strike on the way from Raul Brito. Holland with a bouncing ball foul, and Dink tries to make the play. Pretty wicked shot up the third base line. Three balls, two strikes. Raul Brito ready to work here on Will Holland. Swain up in the Colonel's pen. Here comes a 3-2 from Raul Brito. Grounded towards second. This is picked up by Polanco. He'll throw on to first in time for out number three. We move along to the top half of the ninth. Mitchell, Salas, and Rosario. The Colonel's down a couple. It'll be Matthew Swain coming in for the Colonels when we come back.
For the ultra-long play of the day.
Living here in the Midwest provides plenty of life lessons, like waiting till the last minute to check on the AC can mean a sticky evening or two, or three. It only had to happen once for me to pick up the phone and call Affordable Heating and Cooling, a premier Lennox dealer. Before you learn the hard way, schedule an air conditioning precision tune and cleaning. Plus, it's nice to know with Affordable, I'm backed by years of experience and 24-hour service and replacement. That's a good lesson to learn. Lennox, innovation never felt so good. Installed and serviced by Affordable Heating and Cooling, 362-1124.
Hey, Colonels fans, are you ready to splash up your summer? Splash Pool and Spa can help. As Iowa's number one builder of high-quality custom concrete and fiberglass swimming pools, we can transform any idea into the pool of your dreams. And now you can build your dream pool right from the Colonel's bleachers with our virtual pool wish list builder. Simply visit splashpools.fun to get started, or stop into our Center Point Road location in Cedar Rapids to browse dozens of in-stock hot tubs and saunas ready to be yours. Talk about a home run. Splash up your summer with Splash Pool and Spa in Cedar Rapids, a proud sponsor of the Cedar Rapids Colonels. Splash Pool and Spa, we build fun.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Hey fans, this is Matthew Swain, and you're listening to Colonels Baseball Network.
Matthew Swain enters for Cedar Rapids here in the ninth as the Colonels trail 5-3 at the hands of the Beloit Skycarp. Mitchell, Salas, and Rosario to face Matthew Swain here in the ninth inning. The first offering from Swain is taken for strike one on the outside corner. 0-1 there from Swain. Colonels righty this season, a 2.53 ERA over 27 appearances between Cedar Rapids and Fort Myers. The 0-1. Outside, one ball and one strike. 42 2/3 innings for Swain this season. 51 strikeouts to 14 walks. Four straight scoreless outings for the Colonels right-hander. Span 7 2/3 scoreless. 1-1, big cut and a miss at the good fastball. Riding up in the zone now, 1-2. Time called by Mitchell. He'll step out, then dig back in prior to this 1-2 from Matthew Swain. Swain with the glove up near the letters. Takes a breath. The 1-2 on the way. Just missed the outside corner at 93. Mitchell, Salas, and Rosario for Beloit. The Colonels will have nine top, due up in the home half of the ninth, that being Mack, Fedko, and Soleri. 2-2 coming here from Matthew Swain. Wave and a miss. He got him. Good slider. Put away Tevin Mitchell for the first down of the ninth inning. The order turns back around as Jose Salas will get an opportunity. 1-for-4. Double 2 strikeouts and a ground out for the Beloit third baseman. He'll dig in to face Matthew Swain. First offering, a good slider cut on through 0-1. Sharp slider, good glove side action to it for Swain. No balls and a strike. Swain kicks and goes. Bounded foul, nearly taking Chris Briones with it as the count runs to 0-2. No balls, 2 strikes, 1 down, top of 9. Here in Cedar Rapids. Base umpire goes out to grab that baseball and send it into the stands. No balls and 2 strikes. 1 away here in the ninth inning. Swain gets a sign he wants from Mack. Now the 0-2 on the way. Line straight back. Do it again at 0-2. In the span of 4 straight scoreless outings, Matthew Swain has posted a 7-1 K to walk ratio. He's allowed just 4 hits. Little shank of the head. Now Swain gets the sign he wants. The 0-2 on the way to Jose Salas. Down and away, 1 ball and 2 strikes. One down, top of 9. Beloit ahead 5-3 on Cedar Rapids. Swain trying to keep this a 2-run ball game. The Colonels infield playing Salas to Paul. 1-2 bounces to the plate on a changeup, running the count even at 2-2. Salas doubled in a run back in the third. It's a lone run allowed by Orlando Rodriguez, who threw very well today. Opening up the staff day for Cedar Rapids. Swain ready on the 2-2. Wave and a miss. He got him. Good slider to put away Salas. 2 away here in the ninth inning. And now Dalvy Rosario.
The shortstop, number 2, Dalvy Rosario.
Rosario, the shortstop for Beloit. Single today. He's also stolen a base. He digs on in to face Matthew Swain. First pitch on the way from the Colonels righty. Called strike 1 at the knees at 92. No balls and a strike. Max sending out the signs from behind home plate. Here comes the 0-1. High and away, 1 ball and a strike now on Rosario. Five, 3 Beloit, 5 runs, 12 hits, 1 error and 6 left on. Cedar Rapids, 3 runs on 7 hits, no errors, and they have left on 8. 1-1 from Swain, cut on through now, 1-2 here to Rosario. Swain 1 strike away from sending us to the home half. One ball and 2 strikes. Swain here at the ready, takes a breath, he'll kick and go. Missing low at 94, running the count even to 2-2. Rosario 1-for-4. Swain at the ready here on the 2-ball, 2-strike offering. Grounded towards the left side. This is Gray gloving, throwing to first in time for out number 3. We move along to the home half of the ninth. Cedar Rapids down a couple. Mack, Fedco, and Soleri when we come back. Cedar Rapids trailing by 2 here to the Skycar.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Parents, we all know your kids love our shaved ice stand, where they can get their favorite flavor, cherry, grape, or even rainbow. New this year, as a reward to you for waiting in line with them, we will also be selling adult frozen beverages at the shaved ice stand. We've got four amazing flavors, sangria, Moscow Mule, Blue Hawaii, and a delicious frozen Arnold Palmer. The Colonel's Shaved Ice Stand, featuring flavors for the whole family. Don't miss the Colonel's post-game show, airing fresh off the husk after every game on the Colonel's Baseball Network. Catch up on all the action from each night's game and hear from your favorite coaches and players with instant thoughts and analysis. It's the Colonel's post-game show, fresh off the husk after every game on the Colonel's Baseball Network.
Hey, hey, Colonels, let the good times roll. Cedar Rapids Colonels, let the good times roll.
Hello, fans. This is Charles Mack, and you're listening to Colonels Baseball Network.
Five-3 Beloit here on the Cedar Rapids Colonels Baseball Network. Charles Mack will lead things off for CR, home half at 9. Robredo back out there on the bump for the Skycarp here for the ninth inning. Mack, Fenko, and Soleri, Cedar Rapids. 3 runs on 7 hits, no errors and 8 left. Beloit, 5 runs on 12 hits, 1 error, and they have left on 6. Brito at the ready here on Mack. The first pitch down and away, 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Brito here on the way to Mack. Down and away now, 2-0. Brito looking on in, getting a sign from Hostetler. Bennett sets up outer half. Here comes the 2-0. Wave and a miss by Mack as the count runs to 2 balls and 1 strike. Cedar Rapids has not scored since the 5th. They have threatened a couple of times. They have the tying run on first in the 7th. 2-1 here from Brito. Down low now, 3-1. Three balls, 1 strike, none down, bottom of 9. Brito looking on in. Ready here from the belt on the 3-1. Wave and a miss, tipped into the mitt of Hostetler. Count runs full here to Matt. Kyler Fenko in the on-deck circle for Cedar Rapids. 3-2 on the way from Brito. Wave and a miss. Mack strikes out swinging. Here's the first down of the ninth as Kyler Fenko will step in. Fenko 1-for-3, a walk, a single. He's also reached out an error today. Fenko singled in his last at bat, a line drive deflected by Rosario at short. Brito ready from the stretch. His first offering to Fenko is a slider that misses way outside. I think that the curveball from Brito. One ball and no strikes. Brito here on the way to Fenko. Kyler swings through a fastball up and in. Now 1-1. There's a right-hander up in the Beloit bullpen in the event that Skycarp need to go to a new arm. Brito has thrown 18 pitches, 10 strikes so far, and some scoreless relief work. 1-1 to Fenko. Soleri awaits on deck. Brito kicks and goes. There's strike 2 in the outside corner. 93 on that fastball from Raul Brito. Kyler digs back in. 1-2. Down and away on the curve. Now the count running even at 2-2 from Brito. Twenty pitches, 11 of them for strikes today for Raul Brito. Two balls and two strikes on the way here to Kyler. Line foul down towards the plaza. Keeps a count here, two balls and two strikes. Solari in the on-deck circle for Cedar Rapids. Two balls, two strikes, one down, bottom of nine. Brito at the ready, he'll rock and fire. Just missed outside at 94. Count full now here on Fedco. Brito kicks and fires. Fedco bounces it foul. Keeping the count full here at 3-2. Solari in the on-deck circle. Three balls, two strikes, one down, bottom of nine. Brito here from the stretch. Fedco swings through the high fastball at 92, and there is out number two. Back-to-back strikeouts here for Brito.
Left fielder number eight, Alaric.
Alaric Solari, one for four. Single, a line-out, a fly-out, and a strikeout. Here tonight for Cedar Rapids. Solari will step in against Brito. Representing the final out today for the Colonel. Now lays off the curveball down and away, 1-0. 5-3 Beloit. Four spot in the sixth inning for the Skycarp is the difference today. One and oh here from Brito. Called strike one. Catching the letters at 93. One and one now, Brito here to Solari. Down and away at 93, 2-1 the count. Two balls, one strike, two down, bottom of nine. Brito on the bump here for Beloit, working against Alaric Solari. The two ball, one strike offering coming. Caught strike two in the outer half. Cedar Rapids down to their final strike, 2-2. Brito here to Solari. Raul Brito gets a sign. He wants from Hostetler, and here is the two-ball, two-strike offering. Lined into right, down for a base hit. Alaric Solari with a two-out, two-strike single here in the home half of nine. It's his second hit of the day now, two for five. And Seth Gray will step in, representing the tying run. Gray two for four, a couple of base knocks, a double and a single. Gray's last home run was July 27th. First offering here to Seth, flared out towards left field, and that's in for a base hit in front of Mitchell. The tying run is on base. Back-to-back singles for Cedar Rapids here in the ninth. That puts the tying run on first for Aaron Sabato. Gray with an inside-out swing on that fastball down and away. Blooping it into left. Two men out there for Aaron Sabato. Hitless today. He's been on base with a walk. First offering here to Botto, down and away for ball one. Aaron with 16 home runs, 54 RBI. Also added 12 doubles. 1-0 here to the Cedar Rapids first baseman. Sabato taking ball two, down and away. Would be one heck of a spot for Sabato to provide some magic. Solari and Gray with back-to-back two-out singles. Here comes a 2-0 from Brito. Sabato with a line drive, base hit into center field. Solari waved around third. Mesa Jr. makes sure Gray stays at second. It's an RBI single, and Cedar Rapids has both the tying and go-ahead runs on base. Solari scoring from second on Aaron Sabato's 55th run driven into the season. An RBI single back up the middle. Brings Jason Erickson out of the dugout for the Sky Carp to go chat with Brino before Jake Rocker gets to bat. Sabato, it's his 55th RBI. Extends the hitting streak to four games. That RBI single. Gray on second. He's the tying run. Sabato is on first. He represents the winning run. Jake Rocker will step in. Cedar Rapids keeping Sabato in the game at first right now. Two down, bottom of nine. Here is Rocker. Brito's first pitch is a strike in the outside corner. An RBI single to draw the score to a one-run game. 5-4 Sky Carp, the 0-1 on the way to Rocker with Gray on second. That ball skips away from Hostetler. It's a wild pitch on a breaking ball in the dirt. And that advances both runners 90 feet. And now does Dinkelman make a move? I bet he will. He comes out towards the home plate umpire and says, hey, I'm going to pinch run for Sabato. Dylan Noisy comes in to pinch run for Aaron Sabato. Here in the ninth with two away. The winning run now represented by Dylan Noisy out at second base. Gray at third, Noisy at second. And Jake Rocker is 0 for 4 today. An opportunity to come up big here in the clutch. 1-1. Called strike two, a fastball painted on the outside corner. 93 there from Brito. One ball and two strikes, two down, bottom of nine. Jake Rocker digs back in. Brito ready here from the belt. He'll kick and go. Just outside on a fastball now, 2-2. No bite there by Rocker. Jake has driven in 32 this season. 16 doubles, 5 triples, and 5 homers for Rocker. 2-2 on the way here from Brito. Rocker pokes it foul. Fastball low and away. Gray on third, Noisy at second. Tying run 90 feet from scoring. The winning run is out there in scoring position. Brito from the belt on the 2-2. Fought off again by Rucker. Fouling that 94-mile-an-hour fastball straight back. Count even at two apiece. Two balls, two strikes, two down, bottom of nine, a one-run Sky Carp lead. Brito from the belt. Grounded toward short, Rosario gloves, he'll throw to first, and that will do it. Cedar Rapids brings it close, but the comeback falls short. 5-4, your final. Beloit defeats Cedar Rapids here in game three of the series. For Beloit, 5 runs on 12 hits, 1 error and 6 left on. For the Colonels, 4 runs on 10 hits, no errors. They left 10 men aboard. We'll be back in just a bit with the Cedar Rapids Colonels post-game wrap. The Beloit Sky Carp take the first 3 games of the series from Cedar Rapids with a 5-4 win in game 3.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Colonels fans, the Twins' future is here with MILB.TV. With all home and most away games streamed live, the only way to watch the Colonels on any device this season is on MILB.TV. Subscribe today to watch over 6,500 games, including all available playoff games from over 100 minor league baseball teams, live or on demand. Download the MILB First Pitch app from the Google Play or Apple App Store to watch on the go. Use promo code Colonels at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
It's time for the Colonels postgame show right here on the Colonels Baseball Network. Here's your host, Thomas Breach.
The Cedar Rapids Colonels fall here tonight 5-4 in game three of the six games set in Cedar Rapids. For the Cedar Rapids Colonels, four runs on 10 hits, no errors and 10 left on. Beloit with five runs on 12 hits, one error, and they left on six. The Colonels fall to 59-40 on the season. They're now 16-17 in the second half. Beloit improving back to 500, 49-49 with a 18-15 mark here in the second half. The Colonels saw a four-run sixth do them in today. A scoring summary for your Cedar Rapids Colonels. They got busy in the first. A run scoring as Alaric Solari singled, stole second, advanced to third on a third step-off by the pitcher, then scored on a wild pitch. Similar circumstances in the second. Willie Joe Gary Jr. walked, stole both second and third, then scored on a wild pitch. 2-0 Colonels leading by way of wild pitches. They saw the Beloit Skycart plate one in the third. Cedar Rapids made it a 3-1 lead in the fifth inning as Seth Gray doubled home Kyler Fenko, but then a disastrous sixth inning. Four runs scoring off of Bobby Malacky in that sixth put Beloit up 5-3. The Colonels would get a run back in the ninth. Aaron Sabato with a line drive RBI single, but Cedar Rapids would leave the tying run on third and the winning run on second in a heartbreaker here tonight. For the 15th consecutive season, CarePro Health Services is the proud sponsor of the CarePro Plating for Plates promotion. This promotion provides Horizons Meals on Wheels with $5 for every run the Colonels plate, both home and away throughout the season. This $5 also provides Horizons Meals on Wheels recipients with a plate of hot, nutritious food. So far this season, the Colonels have plated 541 runs. That means CarePro Health Services has donated 541 plates of hot, nutritious food to Meals on Wheels recipients. The Colonels and Horizons Meals on Wheels thank CarePro Health Services for making a huge difference in the lives of our homebound citizens through their 2022 Plating for Plates campaign. The Cedar Rapids Colonels today were led at the plate by Seth Gray, who delivered his second straight three-hit game for Cedar Rapids. Gray also drove in one and added a double. Alaric Solari went 2-for-5 with a couple of runs scored, and Will Holland added a 2-for-4 day out of the 8-hole. Three multi-hit games for Cedar Rapids, but the Colonels just could not find a way to come through in the clutch. 2-for-10 with runners in scoring position compared to a 3-for-8 day for the Beloit Skycarp. Pitching, for the most part, was pretty solid for Cedar Rapids. Orlando Rodriguez, 3 2/3, three hits, one run. He struck out six and walked none. Derek Molina threw 1 2/3 scoreless, striking out three. Ryan Treve and Matthew Swain finished off the final three innings tonight, combining for three scoreless innings of one-hit baseball, walking none, and punching out two each over their innings of work. Cedar Rapids falling 5-4 at the hands of the Beloit Skycarp. The winning pitcher today is Evan Fitterer. It's his fourth win of the season. Bobby Malacky falls to 5-1 with the loss. Raul Brito earning a save, his first of 2022. The Cedar Rapids Colonels falling here at the hands of the Beloit Skycarp. 5-4 your final. Five runs on 12 hits, one error, and six men left on for Beloit. Four runs on 10 hits, no errors, and 10 men left aboard for Cedar Rapids. The Colonels are now 59-40. They are now 16-17 in the second half, while Beloit improves to 49-49, 18-15 in the second half. We'll be back at it again tomorrow at 6:35 p.m. first pitch as Travis Adams takes the ball for Cedar Rapids, squaring off with the right-hander Jackson Rose of the Beloit Skycarp. Shouldn't be a fun one. Bush Light Night here at Veterans Memorial Stadium. The Colonels will be wearing special corn-themed jerseys. And the first 1,000 fans into the ballpark tomorrow night will receive a free Bush Light cap. Should be a fun one tomorrow night here at the ballpark. The Colonels fall here in game 3, 5-4. They'll look for a win, their first in the series, in game 4 tomorrow night. That should wrap things up for us here at Perfect Game Field. From Veterans Memorial Stadium here in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, this is your voice of the Cedar Rapids Colonels, Thomas Breach, signing off. Have a great night, everybody. We will talk to you tomorrow night.